about.
What it is this.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
Yeah, what a cool song.
Sorry, you're just a tool.
And the Moon Man for Best Female Video goes to... Taylor Swift.
Thank you so much. I always dreamed about what it would be like to maybe win one of the...
It's getting more like communism, saying we're going to do this and do that.
Damn, is it Christmas already that we need sweaters and it's winter time? So anyways...
What's up?
Deal or no deal?
No, I keep losing at deals and I don't want to make a deal anymore.
And now...
Hot enough for you, folks? It must be 1,000 degrees out there.
Our feature presentation.
Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show, everybody. It's 5:31. And
that was Kevin, by the way, from Married with Children. Telling us it's 1,000 degrees out. In case you didn't recognize those dulcet tones.
Did not.
I did recognize the voice. I just didn't know what it was from. All right. Good
times. Lister sent that to us.
Yeah, it's fun. It's funny. We do have listeners from time to time send us clips from TV shows or movies or things like that that they think we might be able to use. And some of them are awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Really amazing to just get it in the email like that and have it.
Yeah.
We're going to take your phone calls. Kevin and Bean's What to Do Nephew for a Wednesday, 1-800-520-1067. Mike, I've turned on Channel 4. I don't see it. I mean, I guess it all depends on what she's wearing, but what do you think?
Yeah, I think it's all in the outfit.
What are you talking about?
If you're talking about what's her name again.
Well, this could be a huge breakthrough. Alita Loresca, who's our favorite weather girl over there on Channel 4 in Los Angeles, we have some Afro calls that suggest that she got a boob reduction. Which I think you know would not stand. I think you know that would be murder button, right?
Yeah.
Would that mean that you guys wouldn't talk about her every day?
No. We'd actually be out in front of the studios picketing.
Yes. If that's true, I have not seen evidence of it yet. But it depends on what she's wearing because sometimes, you know, you can play them down. Lisa, you know that. You can make them bigger or smaller based on the bra and based on the top. She looks, you know, to me it looks like they're still there. But,
Are they just basing this on what they saw, or they heard something?
I think they're
or
just
she said they're, something.
You know, they're just part of the Alita Loresca Morning Wood fan club, like the rest of us.
Oh.
And they just tuned in.
Then there's about zero chance that's for real.
Yeah,
yeah. I don't. It better not be.
Yeah.
I mean, that would be like taking a brand new car out and just keying it yourself. You know, what's the point of that?
That's right.
It is.
In the state of California.
I'm not sure you can rape yourself.
No, yeah. She raped our eyes.
Oh. She would rape our eyes. And I believe criminal charges could be filed. I mean, I'm not just talking about a class action lawsuit. I mean, I think she could go to jail for that. I really do. I mean, that's like burning down a Yellowstone National Park or something.
You're
right. You don't do that.
I can't wait till 15 years from now when you guys move on to one other topic first thing in the morning for another 15 years.
That's going to be so refreshing for the first 5 or so years.
Look, you may not care about little kids at America, but Mike and I do, okay?
I care about little kids. I care about America. I sure don't have this category in my life where I rate weather girls on TV and the ones that are that have big boobs, but other than that are just, you know, maybe
just okay.
A 7, maybe, and then obsess about that for months.
Years.
I can't even fathom that. There's a lot of other hot chicks, a lot of other places. You guys know that, right?
Yes, but Asian women...
Right? A lot of those, too.
First of all,
everywhere.
Just let me talk.
I'd rather not.
Asian women with giant cans are very rare.
Right.
Therefore, they should be cherished.
Okay.
That's right.
Forever.
That's right.
You
They're
can
like a fine diamond.
Them.
Yeah.
Do you have to talk about them
yes.
in front of Lisa and I, who really don't care at all,
well,
single day?
True.
Even you have to admit, this would be something new to add to the conversation. I mean, this isn't this. This isn't what we were talking about yesterday or the day before or the day before. This is actual information. This is movement on the case.
It's not information. It's complete idle speculation based on zero facts, and I guarantee you it's not true.
Don't.
She's making her living with those boobs. She's not reducing anything.
Don't you dismiss our listeners.
I'm sorry. I can't take TV weather chicks that are hot that you guys say are too hot.
I'm just saying. That's all.
Yeah, but still.
Oh, he came back with yeah, but still.
How about that? All right. Let's take your phone calls on any other topic.
Yes.
Anything else?
Except for that. If you have information on that, you can contribute to the conversation.
Please call us at 1-800-520-1067.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do? What it do? What it do?
What it do, nephew?
So, what it do?
What it do, nephew?
All right, what it do is you get on the air, you get a prize, and today it's a pair of tickets to the Pepsi 500, which is coming up on Sunday, October the 11th at the Auto Club Speedway. Please enjoy. 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we go ahead and start with our friend Lisa this morning. She is on line 3. Lisa, thanks for getting up so early with the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
Oh, good morning.
Hi.
I'm going to Reno this Saturday for my first trip to the Bunny Ranch.
Yeah!
All right.
Wow. You're going to the Bunny Ranch, home of legal prostitution in the great state of Nevada.
Now,
yep.
You're going by yourself? You're going with friends?
I'm going with my fiance, and the best part is it's actually a wedding present from one of the groomsmen.
Real? So, one of the groomsmen said, I'll pay if you want to go to a legal brothel and add a person to your group. Now, are you going to have sex with a woman? Is your guy going to do it? What's the...
Yeah, what's the intention?
Right now, the plan is we're both going to. I'm a little nervous because I never have before.
Uh-huh.
And I just hope I know what I'm doing.
Well, I don't know how to answer that.
I think it will make itself evident what to do. I mean, I think you're familiar with the process and you know what women like, so I think you'll be fine.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing, and I may not understand it fully, but since they're whores... You don't have to really please them.
I was just thinking, you're paying.
Right.
So, yeah.
So you don't have to know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Okay.
Right. The best part is actually a porn star, too.
Is that right? One we would have heard of?
Sunny Lane.
Yeah. Look at you.
And she's working the Bunny Ranch?
She's doing like a special guest stint there.
You've signed up for your 15 minutes.
Actually, we haven't found out yet how much time we get. We're still trying to hash out all the details. We're not the ones paying for it.
What time are we leaving?
You have to call us back and tell us afterwards.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, honestly, I'd like to see, when are you doing it? This weekend?
This Saturday.
All right. I'd like to set
o'clock.
You up for Monday, if you don't mind. I'd like to get an update from you on the threesome.
Okay.
Okay, fantastic. Hold on. We'll take your information.
Have fun, okay?
Hopefully.
See you later. By the way, in case you're wondering what our opinion is, girls should do things sexually that they're uncomfortable with. That's our advice. If you're not really sure if it's a good idea, go ahead and do it. That's the only way to find out.
All of our advice?
Well, I think the motto is get over it. I think that's it.
Okay.
I'm not positive yet.
Let's try Steve, line 6, please. Steve, thank you for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. You're on the air. What'd it do?
Yeah, let's not forget Vera Jimenez on Channel 2 either.
No complaints there, my friend. Yeah, she's awesome.
Yeah, I got an HD TV so I can see everything.
Yeah.
Hey,
then why would you be watching a weathercast?
Because they're hot, Kevin. That's why.
They're
Go
hot
ahead, Steve.
For weathercasters.
Go I was to- calling about my boyfriend's sister.
You're calling about your boyfriend's sister.
No, girlfriend's sister.
Your girlfriend's sister. All right, go ahead.
Yeah, a couple months ago, she was really in shape, just got a boob job, really attractive girl. And she started smoking weed with her friend, and she got a disability somehow, and now she's just unmotivated, fat. She only comes out of her room to eat or go to Taco Bell. And
wow.
So I'm just telling you, this is the magic of smoking weed. Just destroyed a really attractive girl.
Wow, you don't hear stories like that very often. Mm-hmm. I know that some people do go too far down that path, and it does have adverse effects. That's not the case for most people, but I'm sorry to hear we lost a hot chick because of the pot.
She's gone, brother. She's gone.
Fact.
That is a shame.
I'd like to share that with you.
That is a shame. But it's also kind of a rookie mistake because, I mean, it's not that big a secret that smoking weed makes you hungry.
True. That is true.
So you got to kind of plan that going in. Or not. Thank you for the call.
I think we lost them.
All right.
Yeah, she needs to pace herself a little bit.
Right.
Small doses.
All right, let's go to DJ. Good morning, DJ. What's up?
What's good, nephews? What's good, Lisa?
What's good?
What is good?
What's good?
I saw the previews for the new season of The Hills. I was wondering if you guys seen it.
Oh, good for you. And how was it?
And seeing the hat, this black cowboy hat that Spencer Pratt wears the whole season makes him look more like a douche.
Yeah.
You gotta see it.
First of all, I don't know that it's possible to look more like that.
True.
Wait, I gotta back him on this. He's not talking about a Dallas Cowboys hat. He means like a Stetson. Like right. A big, giant black Stetson.
Right.
It's unbelievable. You can't even take your eyes off Stetson.
Is this his comment on, hey, I'm the villain, look at me?
I don't know. I don't know if him and Heidi went to Wyoming, and I just don't get it. But he's wearing this huge, kind of like a 10-gallon cowboy hat, and it's just ridiculous. And
it doesn't make any sense walking around Beverly Hills.
Make him look more like a dude.
Yeah, and there's a clip where Heidi says, are you going to just wear that all the time? Because I think even she is embarrassed, actually.
Well, of course.
But she's with him.
Well, I know.
Nothing must embarrass her. I mean, that's what shocks me. But she's with him.
But I'd like to say this for the rest of you. You can't really look at Spencer anymore and go, wow, that guy, what's going on? That guy's a... I mean, really, he's just proven that he's put the black hat on because he wants people to say, hey, well, how about that black hat?
Well, that's true.
And that's all he's about entirely.
Yeah.
Right.
But, he's...
Yeah, he would carve a swastika into his forehead if it would get him a few more mentions on the internet.
Yeah.
So, all right, thank you for the call. We're going to have to leave it there for today, but good calls. We didn't have time for all of them, but please try back tomorrow.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
It is a Wednesday morning. Today we're going to talk about people who answer the phone. Their home phone or their cell phone rings while they're having sex. And
I don't think that's legal.
They can't ignore it. They just cannot fight the urge to answer the phone. So so midstream, they pick it up and say, hello.
Hello. Whoa, what kind of sex are you having?
I'm not saying stream.
So there's
that
a
way.
Stream involved.
I'm saying partially through. You're not finished yet.
That's unbelievable to me.
And answer the phone.
That is just... not okay.
Well, it's not as respectful to the woman or the man, the other person, as much probably as it should be.
It's bad enough when you're just sitting in a restaurant with someone and they keep ending up on their stupid phone or they're texting people. That's annoying.
Right.
But sex?
Yeah, it seems like maybe the call could wait. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
We live in a multitasking world, you guys.
Yeah. Yeah, sure we do.
Because, I mean, you answer the phone only if it's during the commercial of the program you're watching while you're having sex, right?
Right, right, right.
Okay.
You have to have a program going.
Sure.
A 107-year-old Malaysian woman is just about to consider her 23rd marriage.
Well, what's the downside at this point?
Yeah.
I don't know. You'd think somewhere along 17, 18, 19. By the way, for me, the number would be 2 or 3.
Right.
I don't know. Maybe not for you. Maybe marriage is not for you.
I don't know if she's still hot, but...
She's 107.
She could look good for 107, though. She could look low 90s, but you got to be pretty used up after 22 husbands, right?
Yeah.
What does she have left to give?
And do you want to be 23? I mean, you know...
You don't want to be the 23rd
You know
husband,
the history. You got to check all the guys out, and you go, oh, no.
But that guy's probably going to be, like, what, 100?
25.
No, she's married a 25-year-old, yeah.
She's a grandma cougar. Also on today's show, we have Greg Grunberg coming in the studio.
Oh, he's
How about
great.
That?
I love him.
Talking, of course, about heroes.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of you that missed it, we were talking yesterday about Patrick Swayze and his unfortunate passing.
Yeah.
But maybe one of the best movies that's ever been made, called Roadhouse. And Ralph has a special video vault today. He's going to bring in highlights of Roadhouse.
Oh, that's great.
It was so interesting. Yesterday on all the tributes on television, it was all about Dirty Dancing and Ghost. I don't think I ever heard the network channels mentioning Roadhouse, which is far and away his greatest contribution on cinema, right?
Well, I think so, too. But
I mean, Roadhouse has got to be number one, and then Point Break. But those other two were bigger hits.
And then
but
Red
let's
Dawn.
Face it. And Red Dawn, yeah.
And Outsiders, too. Outside. No one had mentioned Outsiders, either.
Yeah, it was crazy how it was all about the Dirty Dancing and the Ghost, which are the two movies I have the least time for of his.
Well, I mean,
but they're the ones that made him famous.
They have a different perspective than we do. We like bad.
Yeah.
Good,
well, there's
bad.
That too, yeah.
I mean, we really do enjoy. Roadhouse is a great movie that's terrible.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? But you still love it.
Right.
And you like to quote from it and everything else. The ones they're talking about, Ghost and all that stuff, that's just the big mass appeal stuff that everybody likes because it's supposed to be good and it is good.
Yeah.
That's bogus.
It is funny, though, because you can't watch Ghost more than once every 15 years, if that. I mean, I saw it one time and I never had any desire to see it again. But Roadhouse, you'll watch every single time it's on.
No question.
If you come across it, you stick with it because it's awesome.
It's true. So if you don't know about that movie, we'll give you the heads up. Plus, we've got your tickets to see Pearl Jam. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph's Showbiz Beat next.
Something Better Than Fireflies coming up in about 15 minutes or so on the Kevin and Beach. I know what you're thinking. That can't be that hard. But stick around and we'll explain and play that for you. Right now, Ralph has our very first look at the Showbiz Beat for a Wednesday. What's going on, Argar?
So Patrick Swayze killed a dude in Memphis by ripping his throat out.
Is that true?
Oh.
Or was that a movie?
That was in Roadhouse.
Yeah.
That's Roadhouse.
I just watched Roadhouse again last night to prep for our Video Vault feature today, and I just love it so much.
That movie does rule.
There's nothing to love about it. And yet, when you put it all together, the sum is so much greater than the whole of the parts. What?
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm just saying it rules. But Dalton killed a dude in Memphis by ripping his throat out.
He did. He ripped his throat right out.
And? All right, before I get to the showbiz news, let's talk about this very cool event. I've got tickets to the red carpet world premiere of a little movie called Zombieland.
Come on.
Which, of course, you know, was the longtime home of Elvis Presley.
Nope.
Speaking of Memphis,
that was
Tennessee.
Graceland.
It was called Graceland. Oh, this is a very different concept, yes. Then. Although I know a lot of people in Graceland walked around with glassy eyes, moaning, looking for peanut butter and banana sandwiches in the middle of the night. They were kind of like zombies. Man's Chinese Theater is where it's going to happen. Grauman's Chinese Theater, rather. September the 23rd is the date. Zombieland is in theaters on October the 2nd, but you'll get to see it before anybody else with the stars of the film on the red carpet. If you are one of the lucky callers right now, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. 1-800-520-1067. First five callers through. Win tickets to the red carpet world premiere of Zombieland.
Like a garden, I dig it.
Oh, that's bad.
You think?
Yeah. And as I mentioned before, the guys who wrote Zombieland were the guys who created the Joe Schmo Show.
How about that? What part do you play in it?
I am, if you look really hard,
uh-huh.
There's a scene where they're fighting zombies.
Right.
Uh-huh. And then someone looks off screen as if someone was walking by.
Right.
I am the guy that they're looking at off screen. If there was a guy there, that would be me.
Okay. Did they mention you?
Sure.
Okay.
With their eyes.
Oh, I see. Okay. That's a good role.
Jessica Simpson. I'm going to start reading celebrity tweets one a day, I think. Because some of them are just so special.
They really are good.
Yesterday's Jessica Simpson tweet really was the best for me personally. Because I like to watch her suffer.
Mm-hmm.
Here's her tweet. My heart is broken because a coyote took my precious Daisy right in front of my eyes. Horror! We are searching, hoping, please help. Apparently her little Maltipoo, her Maltese poodle mix.
Got taken across the border into Mexico?
No.
In a van?
Was snatched by a coyote while she was walking it.
Oh.
While she was walking
right
it.
In front of her eyes. The coyote came along. Took off with the dog.
Looked at her and went, F you, I'm
my
having it.
My favorite part of the tweet is, we are searching. Yeah, I'm searching for the mini sirloin burger we put down in front of Kevin last week, too. I'm guessing I'm not going to find it. Odds are, with a coyote and a small dog a la Kevin and a mini sirloin burger, it is gone.
Yeah, there's a winner. There's a winner in that meeting. You know, Donna was so mad at me when I told her about that because I told her how conflicted I was because I feel horrible for the little dog because I love dogs. I would hate to think about the dog getting ripped shred to shred.
Yeah.
But I'm so happy how unhappy it makes Jessica Simpson. So I really don't know what to think about it.
Circle of life, dude. Circle of life.
I guess.
I think I'm with Ralph. I don't think the coyote is storing it for winter.
That's the funny part. It's not about the snatching. It's about the we are searching, hoping, please help. Her asking for like a posse to go out and try to find her multi-poo after the coyote took off with it. It's like saying, oh, I dropped my my cow carcass in that pool with the piranhas.
Right.
Can you help me find it?
Can someone help me?
Yeah. That's time for a trip to the pound is what that is.
Yeah, I
think
really,
so. Don't waste your time searching for the dog.
Yeah.
Get down there and get yourself a new one.
I lost a pet to coyotes many, many years ago.
Did you really?
My cat, Ralph. Remember my cat, Ralph?
No.
I do not.
That's how I lost him, yeah.
Yeah, well.
Well, it's a cat.
So was it a cat?
then that's good news.
A beloved cat that I was very sad to lose to a coyote.
That's a yes or no question.
It was a cat.
All right, no
now
worries.
It's a furball.
Then it's all right then. That's how we feel. Joe Francis was kicked out of another Hollywood nightclub.
What a surprise.
The Girls Gone Wild founder tried to attend the grand opening of a club last night called Club MI6 in Hollywood when escorted out by security for no apparant reason.
Just because he is who
because
he is.
Because he's Joe Francis, yeah.
That's funny.
He tried to walk past guards into the entrance when they stopped him and said he was not allowed inside. According to HollywoodScoop.com, which is an entertainment news website, he went crazy, started screaming and fighting to make his way back into the club. Eventually, Los Angeles sheriffs had to be called to drag him away from the entrance.
Wow.
And he had to leave.
Well, when you got to go to a club, you got to go to a club.
Can you imagine ever being told you can't get into a place and then screaming and kicking and fighting to get back into it?
No, because you half expect it when you walk up. You know they're going to tell you no, so you go, all right.
Right.
That's
or
it.
Even don't expect, and they say you can't get in. You're like, okay. But think about this club is, there are people in there dancing, and they serve alcohol.
Yeah.
Can't get that anywhere else.
That's true. That
no wonder
unique.
He's fighting so hard.
That's true.
I just like...
I think he's just not...
Words out.
He's not used to be told no. You know, he's not used to that.
I want him to get very used to it.
Yes.
I do too. Very quickly.
He's a jackass.
Yes, that's true, Mr. President.
Speaking of which, everyone talking about President Obama calling Kanye West a jackass... During some downtime on a CNBC interview, the information apparently was leaked by an ABC reporter who said he didn't realize it was off the record at the time.
Which, by the way, if you've heard the whole clip in context, is crazy because immediately afterward, the president points it out that
it's... He does.
That's off the record. Slack.
That's off the record, by the way.
I'm glad
had no idea. How could he know?
I'm glad that we have that clip because it's funny. But this is why presidents aren't ever able to be human, or make jokes,
or honest, or candid,
have a sense of humor, be honest. None of that because there is no off the record.
Yeah. However,
and by the way,
I don't know anybody who disagrees with this statement.
No,
so I think in this particular case, he's okay.
Kanye maybe, but everyone else agrees.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are people out there who want to blast the president for using that language or whatever.
Really.
But,
jackass.
Yeah. No, I want to blast him just for living, mostly.
Yeah, otherwise, what else would be controversial about the statement, you know?
I'd like to see him disprove that in court. That is an accurate statement. It's truth. It's science.
Some people said he shouldn't have made a comment about the situation one way or the other, but why shouldn't he? I mean, everyone's talking about it.
Exactly.
ABC said, that was wrong. We apologize to the White House and CNBC, and we're taking steps to ensure it will not happen again.
Yeah, right.
It's pretty much one step you have to take. Don't publish things that are off the record.
Stop it.
Then we'll be good.
Right.
Thank you so much.
Not that hard.
And Katy Perry seems to be the girl at the party who you just is a good time.
I was rather upset by the fact that Katy Perry was at the MTV Video Music Awards and Russell Brand interrupted her as his... I mean, I think she was supposed to be his introduction, but let her finish and then you come out. She's Katy Perry.
Well, apparently they picked things up at the after party, Kevin.
Excellent.
According to the New York Post, Katy Perry and Russell Brand were seen canoodling.
Oh, no.
Mackin'.
Nope.
Going out it.
Flirting,
whispering, and kissing all over each other at the after party.
Did she not see his performance at the show?
Apparently she doesn't care.
I love him, but he was awful.
Well, Katy Perry loves him, too.
Yeah.
That's pretty goddamn impressive.
Sources say the Friday before the awards, she was seen going at it with John Mayer. Katie's the good time girl at the party. That's all I got to tell you.
All right.
And I don't know if this is true or not, but rumors have it, she kissed a girl once.
Really? How'd she feel about it?
I heard she liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. And this woman apparently tasted like cherry chapstick.
Wow.
These are all just rumors, though.
Yeah.
It's off the record. Today's celebrity birthdays, Ed Begley Jr., our eco-friendly friend.
Thanks.
Is 60 years old today. He, of course...
He's a jackass.
No, he's not. He's a very talented actor, a funny man, and he loves the environment.
Yes, he does.
Too much.
Maybe a little bit too much.
He's a little annoying, I gotta be honest.
Actor Mickey Rourke is 53 years old today. Do you see the piece of ass he was at some event with the other night? Some 22-year-old model?
No.
Damn.
Is there a worse-looking 53?
Well, he
in
is,
the world,
he has aggressively pursued it too.
In the history of the world,
with the plastic surgeries and the whatnot, he's
drugs.
Rough. He's looking rough. Amy Poehler from Parks and Recreation and Saturday Night Live is 38 years old. Alexis
Bell, no Bell. What do you guys think?
Amy Poehler.
Cute.
I think not.
Cute,
not sexy.
Talented, funny.
Nothing wrong with her.
Funny, yeah. Adorable.
Cute, but okay. I don't think so.
No Bell. Alexis Bledel from Gilmore Girls is 28 years old today. Sabrina Bryan from the Cheetah Girls is 25.
I guess. I don't know who she is.
Yeah, she's all Cheetah Girls. Trust me. You hear Cheetah Girls, feel free.
18-year-old. Okay.
Bell away. She's 25.
All right, good enough.
Speaking of under 18, Nick Jonas of the Jonas Brothers is only 17 years old today.
So hot.
He's just 17, though. So easy, Kevin. Easy with whatever you're going to do. He's only 17.
What are you talking about?
Let's not be inappropriate.
What are you
He's
talking
still a
about?
Minor. I know he's dreamy, but...
Hey, those Jonas Brothers assholes!
That's all right, right?
Yeah. Right. And illusionist David Copperfield celebrates his birthday over there on Rape Island.
That's not...
He is,
I don't think that's the name of it.
53 years old. That's where he lives, Rape Island.
It does?
Yeah. He's 53 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I'm going to walk the showbiz beat.
Hey! 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 642.
A lot of reasons to keep listening to the Kevin and Bean Show today, not the least of which is we've got two different chances for you to win tickets to the sold-out Pearl Jam concert coming up at the Gibson Amphitheater in Universal City, California. That's with the great Ben Harper opening up. Your chance to win coming up. In fact, first up, next hour, right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. That looks like Ralph Garman coming in with a little something on his mind.
Yeah, a little something.
Ralph's very excited today.
Excited?
Yep.
I wouldn't call it excited.
You wouldn't.
I'd call it furious.
Okay.
Blinded by rage.
Yes, okay.
Incensed. Listen, here's the thing.
Have you been this angry since Joan Rivers was on the red carpet, do you think? It's been a while.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
This may be the first Code Joan I've had in a long time. I am a TV fan. I'm an addict,
right.
I'll have to admit, to television. I watch a lot of it. And for the most part, the rumors are true. It's a vast wasteland. But occasionally someone will commit an act so heinous, so egregious, that even my tolerance for inanity and stupidity on television gets tested.
Right.
And I'm pretty inured to it now. I'm pretty used to it. I've been inoculated since I was a young child by the stupidity of television.
Relatively easygoing. Doesn't bother you that much.
Right. You watch. You know what you're getting. You watch television. Most of it's going to be crap, but occasionally something breaks through that makes your life worthwhile.
So is this what you're about to describe? Is this worse than, say, the absolute dredges of television, like the John and Kate's, those kinds of shows?
Yes, absolutely.
Worse than that.
John and Kate, at least something is happening there. You may feel sullied by having watched it. You may feel a little dirtier for having peeked in on the dysfunction that is their lives. You know, you maybe not feel great about yourself. It's not uplifting. It's not artistic.
Right.
It doesn't have a lot of merit.
Right.
But at least something's happening. You're watching something. This is... just such manufactured crap. This is just something for the sake of Satan. That's the only thing I can consider.
Is that what it is?
It's for the sake of Satan.
All right, explain to people what has you so angry.
There's a TV show called Extra. Here in the Southland, it is on at 7 o'clock, I think, on NBC.
It's one of those Entertainment Tonight.
And there's a ton of them. Access Hollywood, yeah. The Insider, Entertainment Tonight. It's primarily a TV tabloid gossip show where they do interviews with celebrities and they talk about celebrity news. And I have a soft spot in my heart for that because I do a lot of that here on our show. And I recognize it's not always easy to find interesting stories, to hit on something that really captures people's interest or imagination. Then sometimes you have to, you know, you got to throw something up there just to fill it up.
I got
this press release yesterday from the people at Extra. Extra kicks off the show's 16th season with the launch of a 5-month campaign to find host Mario Lopez a dog.
A dog?
Are you effing kidding me? A 5-month campaign to find Mario Lopez a dog in what they're calling Mario's Great Puppy Hunt.
What about the dogs? What about the dogs?
So for the next 5 months on Extra... they're going to be documenting Mario Lopez looking for a dog.
Ralph, you
five
said...
5 months?
You said... I know this is a mistake. You said 5 months. You meant 5 days.
5 months of television are going to be committed to Mario Lopez, who you probably know best as A.C. Slater from Saved by the Bell. So he was a marginal actor,
right,
on a less than marginal TV series.
Whoa.
And now he's the host of Extra. And so he hardly qualifies, really, as an A-lister.
Yeah.
And we're going to watch this C-lister look for a dog for 5 months.
If they use every day in December, including Christmas Day, this will wrap up after Valentine's Day. That's how long this is, just to put it in perspective.
But wait, can't you go down to the animal shelter and pick out a dog in about 30 minutes, paperwork included?
Yes,
you can.
Absolutely you can.
5 months, you said.
Listen, Mario Lopez didn't spend 5 months finding his first wife.
Yeah.
I think he met Ali Larder, and about 6 weeks later, they were married. And then he cheated on her at that bachelor party, and she broke up with him. So they never actually got married. But still. 5 months looking for a dog. And that's one thing if Mario Lopez wants to spend 5 months looking for a dog. It's his life. He can do whatever he wants. But don't do it on my television.
Yeah, yeah. Here's the thing. Even if somebody came up with the idea, hey, let's get Mario Lopez a dog. Then you sit down and you try and work out what it's going to be. How do you get to 5 months?
How would you get to 5 days? How could you do a week's worth of programming based on his puppy shopping?
I don't know.
Unless they're giving every day they spotlight a different breed as he tries to select the one that he likes the most, maybe.
No.
Like today, it's the old English sheepdog, and then you see Mario running around with an English sheepdog for an hour. I don't know.
That would be so boring. They've got clever ways for Mario to make his decisions.
Oh, is that right?
Well, first of all, they you know what they do. They've just got some adorable footage. They've got Mario just getting into a corral of puppies.
They keep puppies in a corral?
Yeah, sure. Okay. They just put them in a pen there, and he walks in, and oh, there sure are a lot of puppies bouncing around on Mario.
Come here. Wait. I'm like a dog heaven right here. Or like a dog mosh pit. Come here, look at this dog mosh pit.
Because the dogs are jumping and barking.
And he is too.
It's crazy.
Are they listening to a band?
Oh, I'm so glad they put this on television.
They're not, no.
Go, Mario, go!
I almost done. I must smell really good. Oh, he's very protective of me. No, wait, he's very protective. Oh, wait, we got the shot now.
Cooper, be nice.
Okay, he'll be nice. What's his name? Cooper.
Cooper.
Cooper, come here.
Yeah. He brings it to life.
Sure is a lot of Mario Lopez sitting with dogs, them barking.
He does bring it to life.
At least we got, 4 months and 30 days left.
Wow.
I don't know too many people who enjoy the sound of dogs barking, even people who love dogs. That's going to get pretty annoying pretty fast.
Well, that's why they've got so many on-air features, Bean, like...
I have another minute and a half of the tape, so let me know if you want me to go back to it.
All right. We've got the Pet Mantourage, where guys will bring their dogs to the set and see which one Mario gets along the best.
Okay.
How about the Mario Lookalike Contest? Extra searches for dogs that resemble Mario, because it's often said that dogs resemble their owners.
But he doesn't own them.
Reading from more from the press release, Puppy Love. Mario will take a dog compatibility test.
Oh, my God.
I'm uncomfortable with Puppy Love. I'd rather that didn't happen.
I just saw that on the internet once. The Puppy Carpet. Mario will participate and attend various dog and animal-related events across the country. Pet Fan Cam. Fans will submit photos of their dogs as suggestions for the type of dog Mario should get.
Wow.
Doggy Undercover. A hidden camera will follow guys on the streets of New York and Los Angeles to find out which dog is a chick magnet.
But there's never been a time in our lives with more celebrities and more information about celebrities. Isn't that what they're supposed to be using their 22 minutes a night for?
Celebrity Pet Owner. Mario will get advice and suggestions from celebrity dog owners. Dog for hire. Mario borrows a dog for an overnight visit. Sounds like 2 o'clock at Ledoux, by the way.
You
get a dog for an overnight visit.
You are making this up.
This is real.
We got to get Mario Lopez on. We have to talk to him. We have to stop it.
We asked and they said, what are you going to say about him? And then we said, oh, just things? And then they said,
talk about how great Extra is?
And then they said, we'd like you to send over tape of what you've already said. So,
not this conversation, though, right?
No, but same one we had yesterday. But I'm guessing that it's not going to happen. But we're trying.
Look, Extra is not a good show.
Right.
It's filler before the real television starts at 8 o'clock at night, in between the news and prime time.
Right.
I get it. It's cotton candy for television. It's, last night, for example, I was watching, and they had an interview with Charlize Theron about her new movie.
Ooh, right.
I'm always happy to watch that.
Of course.
Because I love her more than anything.
Of course.
And they had that, who was that Sanchez chick who used to do sports on Fox 11?
Oh, yeah.
Not Dirty Sanchez.
Dirty, no.
She's a, one of the new correspondents on that show.
Lauren
Sanchez. Yeah, so she's an attractive young lady. So that was pleasant watching. But I don't want to see Charlize Theron look for a dog for 5 months. And I love her more than anything.
Even though you can watch her do anything because she's so hot.
I don't want to see her shop for a dog for 5 months, let alone Mario Lopez.
Ralph, I'm sorry to squeeze in a phone call. Do we have time? Frank?
Yeah,
what's going on? What do you want to add?
Ralph, what is the matter with you today? You're being kind of a bitch today.
What? How can you not be incensed by 5 months of Mario Lopez looking for a dog?
You know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not that nuts about the idea there either, but you seem a little extra bitchy today.
He's not angry enough.
Is extra bitchy a pun? The fact that extra is the show we're talking about?
Well, a little bit of a pun, but boy, man, you seem like you're on the clock today.
Frank, I got to tell you, we don't want you to listen anymore.
Yeah, you can go away now.
I hope that's cool. I mean, I hope that's cool, but because we don't really have listeners to turn away, but
we're willing to let you go.
If you're not angry about this,
you're not one of our people.
You're not one of
us. I mean, you might as well just turn your back on the Twin Towers falling, as far as we're concerned. That's about the level of outrage we're feeling over this.
All it takes for evil to prosper is for good men to do nothing.
That's right. And Frank is allowing communism to take over again.
And if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. And other cliches I could spout right now.
So Frank's just going to let Extra do 5 months on Mario Lopez fighting the dog and not speak up. Basically, yeah. That's what he said. That's what he's cut from, right?
You know what? You know, it's a slippery slope, Frank, because next is 6 months of Billy Bush looking for a kitten. I'm telling you. Next thing you know, Mary Hart's going to go horse shopping for a year.
And you know whose fault that's going to be? Yours,
that's
Frank.
That's right, Frank.
Yours.
I want to go beat Mario Lopez to death with Frank.
It's a French dog's name.
Zuma!
Zuma!
All right, Mario. Thank you, Mario.
Can they get the one shot of me with the dog's right?
I hope he picks
Cooper.
Zuma.
5 weeks.
I hope he picks Zuma. 5 months.
5 months.
5 months.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. You wish 5 weeks. I hope he picks Zuma, but I'm afraid it might be too early in the competition.
It's Wednesday. What celebrity picked up his phone during sex? We have the audio tape to play for you in about 10 minutes or so. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat.
People still talking about Megan Fox and this letter, supposedly, that was written by crew members of Transformers.
Crew members who lie.
Here's the thing. Let's take a logical look at this.
Okay.
Megan Fox said Michael Bay was like working for Hitler, working on those movies.
Right.
Okay?
He's a control freak, apparently.
Right. By all accounts, guy's major dick.
Okay.
Not just from Megan Fox. I've heard this from other sources. Okay? Now take that for what it's worth.
Okay.
Then, suddenly, on Michael Bay's website, comes an anonymous letter from crew members of the Transformers movies, which Michael Bay said he didn't want to have to put on his website.
But did he have a choice?
But these crew members insisted that he put it on his website as a response to what Megan Fox was saying about Michael Bay.
Interesting.
They would not let it stand, that sort of behavior towards their beloved captain.
Because they loved him so
much.
They
love him so much. And they said what a stupid bitch she is, and how untalented she is.
Right.
So Michael was forced to put it on his website. He had no choice. Then after the letter, he's like, hey, look, that's not me saying that. That's these guys. I love Megan, and we still get along great, and I have nothing but the highest regard for her.
This is all him, isn't it?
Absolutely!
Wow.
How can people not see what a charade this is?
I didn't know those details, like their letter was on his site.
Yeah,
I didn't know
it was
all
posted
that.
On his website.
Wow.
This anonymous letter from three crew members said, we can't say who we are, but here's how we feel about Megan Fox. And then he comes back and says, hey, look, that's those guys. That's I think Megan's great. I don't care what she says.
Oh,
I'm still on her side.
Yeah, and he's the kind of guy, by the way, who the crew members can tell him to put something on his website, and he has to do it.
Right, he didn't want to.
So nice.
Because he didn't like what they had to say, but what are you going to do?
Please.
It's the free press, right, man?
Yeah.
So I don't buy it, not for a second. Oh, we got breaking news coming in from our news desk. We're talking to Mario Lopez at 7:40 today.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, perfect.
So if you may want to tune in at 7:40 to hear us talk to Mario Lopez. I would like to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Not me.
And assume that this has nothing to do with him. The producers came to him and said, look, we heard you're looking for a dog. We want to do a 5-month series on it.
This one's camera shy. Zuma, come here, Zuma. Come here, Zuma.
Can't he just pick Zuma today and be done?
No.
No.
I like to think that Mario said, oh, 5 months, guys, that doesn't sound like good television.
Right.
They said, listen, pal, you work for us.
Do it or
you'll do what we say.
Do it or you're fired.
Do what we say, host boy. And so he's got no choice. Man's got to make a buck. That's how
he's
I hope.
He's a jackass.
That's how I hope it will play out. But we'll have to wait and see. Anyway, we have Greg Grunberg coming on the show later today.
Excited about that. Heroes coming back.
Matt Parkman on Heroes. I love the Heroes. I know you had a hard time getting through last season, yeah. But I'm still there.
The preview for this season looks awesome.
I'm very excited about this.
Come here, sir.
Mario, please. You got 5 months.
Spread out the barking.
Spread it out. We've got a list from In Touch magazine that has a list of celebrities that women most would want to have father their children.
Okay.
If you're a single woman and you are going to have kids with a celebrity, who would you most like to have as a father for your kids?
Can I guess?
Anyway, the reason I bring up Greg Grunberg is because he's on the list.
Oh, no, interesting.
Apparently,
yeah.
A lot of women think of Greg as an ultimate dad when it comes to
daddy material. I can see that. He seems like he'd be cool and fun.
Absolutely. You want to guess some other people on the list?
Spencer Pratt.
Oddly enough, did not make the list.
Oh, all right.
Former WWE wrestler Chris Benoit.
No, Chris Benoit not on the list. With her. Joe Jackson also not on the list, by the way.
Is Brad Pitt there? Because he's got
Brad Pitt
kids.
Not on the list, Lisa,
what?
Interestingly enough.
Okay.
How about Clint Howard?
Yeah. What? Oddly enough, number one is Clint Howard.
Clint Howard, that's what I thought.
Ron Howard's brother, Clint. No, Ben Affleck. The top of that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he and Sydney Bristow, of course, have that lovely little Violet.
Sure.
She's still going by Sydney Bristow.
I don't think so.
She just goes by Jennifer Garner.
I don't think she ever was.
Paul Walker on the list.
Nope.
I don't even think Paul Walker has kids.
Huh.
Maybe you just want a hot dad to have kids with. Gerard Butler, another questionable choice, I think, if you're looking for father material. Bradley Cooper.
I can see that.
Towards the top of the list. Again, has no kids.
No.
I'm not sure how he'd be as a dad.
I don't think that's what they're thinking about. I think they're just thinking, he's hot. I'd like to.
But that's why Greg Grunberg is on the list.
Right. You want
Same reason, hot.
Father material, you know? You want daddy material.
Like the Jack Blacks. Like, I would have thought that came to mind. Or like,
see how buff he was at the MTV Awards, for example? Cool. He's been working out.
These women are thinking of making the baby, not raising the baby. That's where this list is coming
from.
Right,
of course.
And my favorite name on the top, towards the top of the list.
Larry King.
John Mayer.
Oh, man.
He wouldn't stick around long enough for you to have the baby, let alone raise the baby.
Nope.
So
maybe that's what they want.
Maybe. I'm just glad to see Greg on the list getting some love. Because he deserves it.
Sure.
Because he is a good dad. Very dedicated. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Nick Jonas of the Jonas Brothers is 17 years old today. Sabrina Bryan of the Cheetah Girls. Seller, she's not fat. Stop it, Psycho Mike.
What are you talking about?
She's adorable. 25 years old today. Alexis Bledel from the Gilmore Girls turns 28. Amy Poehler from Saturday Night Live and Parks and Recreation is 38. Actor Mickey Rourke celebrates his 53rd birthday today, as does illusionist David Copperfield. What? I actually saw David Copperfield live once.
I did too.
I saw him do magic.
And?
It's super impressive.
It's really impressive.
The illusions
big,
are...
Big illusions.
Are super impressive. Yeah. Big illusions. But, it's 95% posing.
It really is.
Split
right,
up occasionally...
Right. With the music.
It's a lot of pointing at stuff.
Yeah.
I know that much.
Split up occasionally by a pretty impressive illusion.
But how long does that moment last?
20 seconds.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe if it stretches out.
Total time,
so
a minute.
10 minutes posing.
Just pose.
A lot of music,
pose.
A lot of jazz hands. A lot of points and stuff.
That's the problem with all those guys.
And our buddy Ed Begley Jr., very entertaining comic actor. You've seen him in a lot of the Christopher Guest films. He also sure loves him some environment.
He does.
Yeah. He will time your ass if you take a shower in his house.
That's true.
You get 5 minutes. Water goes off in 5 minutes. I don't care. You got soap in your hair.
And that's Ed Begley Jr.
That's right.
He rides a bicycle to power his TV, I believe.
Yes.
As well.
He's doing a lot for
you. Yeah, he needs to stop it.
Come on. He's trying to help the planet,
I know, but all right, take it easy. I'm saying. Back off.
He's 60 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 11 minutes after 7 o'clock. And we are talking to Mario Lopez coming up in the...
Excellent.
About a half hour about his 17-year series on picking out a dog.
By the way, I don't know if this has anything to do with it, but our friend Jose, who you know, Kevin,
reminds us that Mario Lopez used to host a cable TV show called Pet Star. So he may be a crazy dog person.
Wow.
So maybe, right. I don't know. I don't know if that has anything to do with it or not. But
all right. It's the world famous K-Rock. It is 11 minutes after 7 o'clock.
On tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show, by the way, our friend Joel McHale is going to be on. He, of course, is the star of the new TV show Community and also the new film from Soderbergh called The Informant. Huge week for Mr. McHale. We also have David Cross in our studio tomorrow. Kevin, your girlfriend Jolene from the Nitro Circus on tomorrow's show. Yeah. We got an interview with her. And we're going to talk to somebody, Psycho Mike, you may not even know this about. Kevin and Bean Day at the Kansas State Fair is coming up this month. We're going to talk to a representative from the fair because, as you know, we're very big in Wichita. So apparently all of that tomorrow morning right here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Here's what's funny, though. It is going to be Kevin and Bean Day. Kevin and Bean, not invited.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, we weren't invited, come to think of it.
No interest in having us there. So my point is, what's the point of... I don't get it in the first place.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, all right.
And I would go, too, because you guys know how much I love Kansas, and I love fairs, but they didn't invite me. All right. I love the Billy Bush. I know that there are those on the show who do not think he is good. I think
he's a jackass.
He's an outstanding correspondent, an excellent interviewer. I watch him most nights on the Access Hollywood.
If I could just speak for the other side, just 1,000% milquetoast.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree with that.
An empty suit, just no one there.
Yeah.
He also does a radio show, which I've never heard, and a very popular syndicated radio show, apparently. And he, I guess, called Diddy the other day while he was taping the radio show because it was the day after the MTV Video Music Awards, and he wanted to get some comments from, you know, people on what Kanye had done at the show to Taylor Swift, right?
Right.
So he calls Diddy, and Diddy is, shall we say, occupied at the time, okay?
Okay.
And not the kind of occupied that you might think of in the bathroom. He's occupied the kind you might think of in the bedroom. Yet somehow Diddy still answered the phone. Here's the tape of that.
Hello?
Hey, Puff.
What is?
Yo, buddy, it's Billy Bush. Hey, man, listen, you got about a few minutes just to chat about the awards last night?
No, I'm having sex right now. Can I call you back?
Are you really?
Yes.
God, you're the best. Should I email?
I'll call you back. I got your number. Call you back.
I love that.
Love you, man. That's amazing.
So, first of all, if he says having sex, don't then get into the details of, oh, I'll send you an email, or no, wait, you call me, and then I'll text you, blah, 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 blah. Go ahead and just let the man hang up and get back to business.
Really? But Billy Bush is a call he can't ignore? Really?
you get the idea that with Diddy, there is not a call that he can ignore.
Publicity that he cannot let go.
And not just publicity. Yeah. Anybody, you just get the idea that he's that kind of self-involved, and I'm sure that the girl he was with at the time, or boy, or whatever, probably felt very...
Girl, we're almost certain it was a girl.
Probably felt very, very special when he was answering the phone and talking to someone else.
Yeah.
She's never going to see him again, first of all. So I don't know that Diddy is the example here. But what about you in your life, Kevin Bean listener? Are there circumstances under which you would answer the phone during sex? Have you answered the phone during sex, or have you been having sex with someone who then answered the phone? And what were the circumstances of that?
That's got to be a bummer. For the other person.
Absolutely. I mean, they have to be bored if they are answering the phone, right?
I was taught by my mom that even call waiting is pretty rude because what you're saying is, hey, person I'm talking to, why don't you hold on because I want to talk to somebody else for a few seconds.
Right.
So I don't even answer call waiting, let alone...
You barely answer your phone, Kevin.
I know, but but let alone, I mean, you're having sex with someone, that must make them feel so bad.
I would have think so. I don't know. Unless they're just the kind of person who does it, too.
And do those people get up and walk out? Or do they just wait and then hate themselves later? I mean,
there's a lot of that, I'm guessing.
How does that work?
Yeah.
Now, we're going to take your phone calls at 1-800-520-1067. We were talking about this in the office yesterday, and Omar, who is not in the room, told us a circumstance under which he had to answer the phone during sex, which made a lot of sense. Which was that he was with his girlfriend at the time, and her mother called, and they thought that her mother was on the way over to the house where they were.
Oh,
I see.
So he answered the phone because he was trying to get some sort of an idea of where she was and how long they had to finish up.
Sure. When they had to jump out the window?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what about that? I mean, that's something where you're kind of answering the phone for the group. I mean, both of you kind of benefit from that call taking, right?
Because things can go south for both of you at the same time. So it's more of a unity thing. But other than that,
if someone's in the hospital and you're waiting for news and you're
You can wait on that. And they're in the hospital. What, are they going to not get out in the next 30 seconds? And then really, that's as long as it takes, you know?
I mean, you certainly got the impression with the Diddy call that he didn't know who it was and he would have answered the phone if it was ringing no matter what,
right? Absolutely. Yep.
I don't know if that's the case with, I mean, there are people who just have to know, I guess, who's on the other end of the line. They just can't ignore it. I don't get that, but there are people like that.
You know, turn off your phone. Here's a thought. Actually, just turn it off.
Honestly, do you think people who have to answer it during sex could possibly fathom turning it off?
It would take away that temptation of, oh, who's calling?
Right, but I think those people are so...
They never turn off
their
phones.
No way.
Wow.
No way.
Let's talk to Jay real quick, and then we'll take a break and come back with your calls at 1-800-520-1067. Lines are blowing up, by the way, which shouldn't surprise us, but Jay is on line 4, and he joins us now on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hey, Jay.
Sorry, I'd prefer if they would put him on hold out there, because I can't go to Jay. But they're talking to Jay, so... I don't have that option.
Well, they have his information up. I don't know what else they need to tell him.
I don't either. They're sure not. Let me just try. Okay. Hey, Jay? Yes. Jay? Not Jay? Person on this line?
Oh, hey. Hey. Sorry. This is Matt.
Yeah, wrong guy. Okay. hey, Jay?
Yeah, I'm
there
here.
We go.
Okay. Right.
That went well. Okay, Jay, tell us about the cell phone and the sex.
I can just tell you that it's not a big deal. I've had my mom on the phone and the lady on my lap.
Okay, right.
And it's not a big thing.
Okay, but...
It's not great sex. I got news for you. You are not good. Period.
Oh, trust me, because she didn't stop.
Okay, but, well, hang on one second. Now, Jay, there are some people who like the thrill of... You know, so, having
it's like getting caught.
Yeah, having somebody on the phone and they don't know what we're doing because we're that kind of thing. But if it's not that type of person, then you thought she loved it and she's so insulted.
Or she doesn't care about you. How long did you talk to your mom?
Probably for about 5-10 minutes.
Yes.
Now, is this a one-time deal or you said it's no big deal? Do you always answer the phone during sex?
Not always, but it's been about more than a few occasions.
Okay, I got an issue.
You said 5 or 10 minutes.
I got an issue with you. If you can talk to your mom and stay in that state for 5 or 10 minutes, you've got mommy issues.
Yeah.
There's a whole other thing going on with you.
Complex.
Now Jay can't have sex unless he's on the phone with his mom.
Yep, there's something going on with you.
Which is really, really ugly.
So what does she say?
Honestly, we don't talk anymore, but she got into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Listen, I'm sure she got into it, and I'm sure that that's why you don't talk anymore. Come on. Jay, you're joking when you say she got into it.
No, I'm dead serious. She
okay.
even made comment of...
Yeah, okay. You're a douchebag.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, all right. Thanks for calling.
He wasn't really having sex so much as receiving.
Right. And again, I mean, that is some people's thing.
Right, that would be...
To be on the phone or whatever. I mean, I think that's a niche that people sometimes get turned on by. But I'm telling you, if it wasn't that type of thing, she wasn't into it.
No.
I mean, it's really kind of insulting.
5 or 10 minutes. Right. Are you kidding?
It's really kind of weird, but we have a full rack of calls. Really, just a lot of people answering the phone during sex. So we need to take a quick break. We'll come back and talk to them on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Hello.
Hey, Puff.
What is?
Yo, buddy, it's Billy Bush. Hey, man, listen, you got about a few minutes just to chat about the awards last night?
No, I'm having sex right now.
Okay, so what happened was Puffy Diddy answered the phone while he was having sex, and that's the topic of discussion we're having on the Kevin and Bean Show at 1-800-520-1067. Based on these calls, it apparently happens quite a bit.
And it doesn't seem to annoy everyone.
Nope.
Like, for example, let's talk to Monica, who is married, and she and her husband have kind of a deal. Yes, Monica?
Hi.
Good morning.
It's not really a deal as much as it's not really that big of a deal. I think that you guys are looking more at people that when it's just a first-time hookup or you guys are single
right.
and it's somebody that you haven't been with very often.
I can see that if you're with somebody for a while.
But regularly? Does this happen regularly?
I mean, not regular. I mean, there's definitely calls that are not important that we won't take. But if it's something that, you know, we just kind of want to answer a question real quick, it's really not that big of a deal.
Right.
It doesn't break us out of our cycle or anything.
Right.
We're totally into what we're doing.
Which is cool.
We kind of laugh about it.
Which is cool as long as both people are cool with it.
You know what?
Then it's no problem at all.
Go ahead.
No, you go.
I think it's because we sleep with each other every single day. We're not worried about offending each other at all.
Right,
there's
I got
no,
you.
There's nothing like that.
Does either of you make an outgoing call?
during.
Does either of you dial the phone and connect?
We have, yeah.
You have?
I think maybe we have.
Yeah, I'd like to order some pizza, please. Uh-huh, a medium, yes.
Monica, what's your policy on texting during sex?
No, I'm not a big texter. Maybe that's the reason.
You're not a big texter just because you don't do it that much.
Exactly.
Yeah, I have a phone I can't turn off. Unless you can't turn down the volume. You either have to turn it off completely or leave it on.
Right.
And so, and it's in the other room, but you can hear it from the bedroom. And I've had it ring and people leave long messages during sex. And it's so annoying to me.
Yeah. They're going on their fifth, sixth minute of the message.
Oh, dear God.
So, again, it's me, and you can call me. And that's why
I really hate that.
But you can turn down the volume on their message.
You cannot. My phone is retarded.
Your phone is
you
from
can't.
1955?
I can't explain it. All it's right. either on or off. That's it.
Thank you, Monica.
Monica, thank you very much. Let's try Marissa real quick. She's on line 5 on the Kevin and Bean Show. She had a funny story involving answering the phone during sex. Hey, Marissa, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. How
Hi.
Are you doing?
Hi. Good.
Okay. I did answer the phone. Actually, it was not my phone I answered, though. It was the ex-husband's phone. And
Hold on one second. You were married at the time, though.
No.
You weren't married. Okay, so it was your ex-husband. You weren't married.
Right.
And you answered.
Yes, his phone was just, someone was blowing him up, and they kept calling back, and it was irritating me.
Right.
So I finally picked it up and answered it, and it was the girlfriend.
It was your ex-husband's girlfriend.
Yes.
And you invited her over.
Of course not.
Now, that had to put a damper on the sex that was happening, right?
It actually didn't. It made it better.
Wow. Well, that's almost like a little bit of a revenge type thing.
Yeah.
That was exactly what it was.
Because you're having such a better time, blah, blah, blah.
You're a goer. Well done. Right. By the way, Adam writes in, hey, guys, is this bad? My wife does Sudoku during sex. I don't think that's a good sign. All right. One more. Let's try Carlos. He's on line 3. By the way, Mario Lopez defends 5 months of shopping for a dog on Extra. We'll talk to Mario Lopez in about 10 minutes or so. Right now, Carlos, you get the final word on this topic. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi.
This happened with you?
Not that exact part, but yeah, okay, so I was with this one girl, right? She was, we're going to get in on, and it was one of those late nights, so her phone kept on ringing, and we're, in the middle of it, she was missionary, and so she kept on throwing her arm over, her bag was on the right side of the bed, and she's just trying to get her phone.
Right, Carlos, I'm sorry, if I could just interrupt. The mechanics of how she reached for the phone are not as interesting as the phone call.
No, you'll see why.
All right.
Okay, so she was trying to get her phone, right, and she was just trying to throw her right arm over, and I'm like, what the heck's her problem? So she finally, flips on her belly and answers the phone. And so I'm like, listen, what is your problem, And so I'm like, I'm not going to wait, so, I keep on going.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And then, so I'm like, going faster and going stronger, and she's still, on the phone. I'm like, what the heck? So I'm like, all right, the heck with this. I'm going to surprise her back door.
I was wrong. You were right. That was the best part of the story.
I'm shocked that Carlos finally got to it and that it was worth it.
Oh, yeah, it was worth it. I had her pinned. I was just trying to move, that's a geofriend to your phone. So she finally, closed her phone, threw it on the floor, and ever since then, man, we've been backdooring all the time.
That is awesome.
So it's a good time. Do you want to answer your phone while we're doing it? Go for it.
Go ahead.
I'll surprise backdoor.
All right. I was wrong. You're the best. Thank you, Carlos.
I was going to go.
Bye now.
What's with that band, man? Aren't they all brothers or something?
You're going to have to get over that psycho, Mike. Yes, there are members of Kings of Leon who are related. It's not really that big a deal. All right, it's the Kevin and Bean Show. One of our favorite actors, one of the genuine good guys in Hollywood, Greg Grunberg. He is the cop who hears your thoughts on heroes, is going to be joining us coming up in the next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. He also has his own iPhone app, Kevin. He's one of those guys who's probably making big, big bucks off of developing an iPhone app. So we'll talk to him about all of that coming up in just a few minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
What happened to Mario Van Peebles? Weren't we supposed to talk to him here?
It's Mario Lopez. They are now informing us that Mr. Lopez, and apparently having nothing to do with the hammer that we were going to bring down on him for his 5 months of puppy hunting on Extra, is going to join us tomorrow. They're saying not so much today as tomorrow, guaranteed, is what they're telling us.
Did they use that word?
No.
Nobody uses that word.
All right. Time for the Afro line, 323-520-AFRO. You can leave us a message 24 hours a day on any topic. Talk Like a Pirate Day is this week.
Oh, that's right. I forgot.
But it falls on a Saturday.
Right.
So we're not really going to celebrate it as much as this guy.
I've asked Kevin and Dean. I just realized my wedding is scheduled for the 19th. Talk like a pirate day. I hope my future wife is wearing a sexy garter under her dress.
Kevin, you're so sad when you miss Talk Like a Pirate Day.
Yeah, I don't find that funny. But I usually try to schedule vacation during Talk Like a Pirate Day, and Bean tries to schedule his vacation during any live drinking remotes.
True.
That's true.
That's the way we work. So we were in New York City over this past weekend, and we went out drinking on Saturday night after we saw Phoenix in concert. And we may have had a few. And Dave, the King of Mexico, for some reason, was insisting that we go to Ground Zero. We get a 12-pack and go to Ground Zero.
Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, when you're on, you're in New York City for the weekend, you're out, you're partying, you're going to rock music, and you're having a good time, you don't want to go to the saddest place on earth, right? I mean, why is that Dave's idea of a good time?
So I said, that's a terrible idea. And he said, no, man, we just get a 12-pack and pour one out for our homies. And I know for a fact he wouldn't have lost a drop. He would not have poured out a drop. And he doesn't have any homies in that particular group.
That's true, too.
But that's what this call is in reference to.
Yep, that's it. A little less because boobs are gone. I'm going to pour a little out for my homies. I'm sad.
First of all, her boobs are not gone. They're as fabulous as ever. Second of all, you don't have a homie in that fight either.
Right. Bean, do you have the Chewbacca sound effect that we play for ugly women or men?
You mean like when Lady Gaga is in the Showbiz Report, you hear this?
Yes.
What about this guy? He's not even trying.
Sounds like he's gargling.
It does. That's not good.
Not like that. Come on.
We were also making fun of the King of Mexico because Alex, our producer, was on vacation last week, so the King took over.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got a very Mexican accent until he gets on the phone and his... And he's talking business, and then his business is, for some reason, Lieutenant Sulu from the old Star Trek series.
Yes, Captain. Ahoy, web ahead, warp factor 7.
And we don't know why he does that, but we were mocking him for that.
Give me 1 second. Hey, Jay-Z, hold on. Hello, Jay-Z. This is Dave, the King of Mexico. Uh-huh. Actually, it's pronounced Mexico. How are you today, Hoba? That's wonderful. I'll have you through to Kevin and Bean in just a moment. You guys, I had Jay-Z on the phone. He's going to be with you in a second. He's going to do a duet with Alicia Keys. It's going to be all bonkers.
That's a pretty good king. That's a pretty good impression.
I think that there's something wrong, because out of 8 million other songs, I sing this one all day long.
Yeah, that's the best thing about songs. There's no relation to how much you like a song or hate a song to how long it's going to stay in your head.
Yes, that's so true.
You can hate it more than any song on the planet, and yet it'll still be stuck in your head all day long, and there's nothing you can do about it. So, Patrick Swayze passed away after losing a fight with cancer. Mm-hmm. Our listeners are not all the most sensitive people.
I wonder where they get that,
which
Kevin.
Is probably why they listen to us. But here's a little montage of 3 or 4 Afro calls.
So, Patrick Swayze died. I guess Baby and her big nose is going to have to settle for sitting in that crummy seat in the corner now, huh? What? Too soon?
Pain don't hurt.
Yo, Patrick Swayze, I know you just died and I'm going to let you finish, but Michael Jackson's death was the best one this year. Best one this year.
I must dance. I have to dance. I was in dirty dancing. Oh, my pancreas. Patrick?
What is he, like 5 doing that? Come on.
Yeah, but for a 5-year-old, he's pretty funny.
It was pretty good.
Right? Now, we were broadcasting from New York City, like I said, Thursday, Friday, and Monday. And there came one point, I think it was on Monday's show, maybe Friday's, where... We had a lot of signal problems. We had to play like 4 or 5 songs in a row.
Friday,
we couldn't fix it. We didn't know what the problem was. It was a phone line problem, and we were frustrated, and we were yelling. Apparently, we were on the air and didn't know it.
Oh, ouch.
Yeah, in between 2 songs, we couldn't hear the station, and we were confused. And Psycho Mike did the right thing, which is to leave us up on the air so that we would sound like idiots.
Oh, excellent.
Which is what I would have done. So, I mean, he did the right thing there. Right. But we got a few calls about that.
Hey, Kev and Bean, how about fixing your fucking microphone while you're there in New York, asshole? Oh, you guys
really can't get your crap together, can you? First the crap was the thing, and you can't talk, and now, like 2 minutes later, turn the music down. You guys are on. Dead air. You guys are a radio show that's been around for how long, and you can't figure out what buttons to push?
Yeah, that unfortunately is true.
We deserve all that mocking.
We're going to play you the highlight of that in just a second, but he is referring to, I think it was Omar. Was Omar or you in the studio?
It was both of us, but Omar went up on the mic.
Omar went up on the mic and said, but he didn't want to extend it because he didn't want to embarrass us, so he just went, you're on. None of us heard or made any sense out of it. It was just one of the most bizarre things.
Turn the music down, Mike.
You guys are on the air.
What just happened?
That's professionalism. Good job, live from New York, dumbasses.
Yeah. All deserved.
Yeah.
And here is how it happened. A melody softly soaring through my atmosphere. Turn the music down, Light.
Hurry, Light.
Mike, turn the music down.
You guys are on.
We're right here. What happened?
I'm still not sure I know.
We deserved every bit of mocking we got. We agree with you. You're right. And we don't know why you listen, but thank you. Hello, 6.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 7:58. Turn the music down, Light.
Hurry, Light.
Light, turn the music down.
You guys are on.
Oh, we're good.
People need to stop holding us to a standard.
Of any sort.
Well, we've certainly never set one.
This way they won't be disappointed.
It's not like we were at one point super professional.
Right. Oh, these guys have lost a step. They used to be really slick and polished.
Right.
We've always been horrible. Yet people still seem to be confused.
Well, if we can get his microphone to work, the great actor Greg Grunberg will be joining us in about 10 minutes of show right here on the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about a bunch of stuff, including the return of Heroes this Monday night on NBC. Right now, here's Ralph with the Showbiz Beat.
I walked in and I said, Greg, it's great to meet you. He said, I knew you were going to say that. He read my mind.
Wow.
I can't wait for Heroes. I got some questions for him about Heroes.
Yeah.
I'm cheesed off about a couple things from last season.
I got to tell you, though, every time we have somebody in from a show like that, whether it be that or Lost or anything else, they are less than helpful.
There's certain characters I need to come back. And I know people come back to life all the time in that show.
Right.
I'm going to make some requests.
All right.
Let's talk about some showbiz news, though, shall we?
Okay.
Joan Rivers was in New York the same time we were.
She's still alive?
Yep. And my evil plan worked.
What was your evil plan?
I did a little work on her brake lines, and apparently the limo she was driving in crashed into a bus.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah.
How dare you? How dare you say that, son of a bitch?
Apparently, she's fine, though. So
I find that despicable. I find that disgusting. Naughty, naughty, naughty.
Best laid plans. She hopped out of the limo and started signing autographs and shaking hands with the crowd that gathered due to the traffic jam.
What a bummer.
That's too bad.
I know. Apparently, the airbag she's had installed in her face broke her fall when the limo slammed into the bus.
She's airbags too.
Exactly. She loaded up like a Volvo.
Screw you!
Like a Volvo was the punchline. Volvo. If you heard it over the,
I heard Volvo, but I don't think that's
Volvo.
I don't think that's right.
Kardashian clan is fighting.
Glendale.
Yeah.
Well, Khloe's gonna kick ass.
There's
no fight there.
If there's a line in Vegas, I'd like to lay some money on Khloe, if that's possible. Kim, Khloe, and Kourtney are constantly going at each other, according to Star Magazine. Each one trying to one-up the other to be more famous than the next.
Yeah, bro.
Apparently, they're nice in private. No, excuse me, nice in public. But in private, they're competitive and catty.
Well, aren't most of them only famous because Kim is?
Yeah, that's the thing.
And I don't even know what she does. I don't even know what got her famous.
She had sex with Brandy's brother.
I think it was sex tape.
Ray J.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right? I mean,
that was it.
If that didn't happen, would we know who she is?
No, of course not. That got her her own show.
Yeah.
And then got her sisters a show. And then got her sisters a spinoff show.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
Madness.
Crazy's one of the sisters, right? It's Kourtney and Khloe and Crazy.
I don't think there's any Crazy. Speaking of reality show stars.
Yes. That was a long pause. Unnatural pause.
I was looking for a word to use. Star was my default word, but it seems not exactly appropriate. Reality show star.
Yeah.
Participants.
Participant. That's much better. Thank you. Kendra Wilkinson's in the news. She, of course, is the ex-girlfriend of Hugh Hefner. Mm-hmm. She's got her own show, Kendra, over there on E! What if Kendra has an exclamation point? The
I'm
title?
Guessing.
It should. It should. If it doesn't.
I'm
Kendra! Guessing. That's what they should call it.
If it doesn't. That's her real laugh,
that
isn't it?
That happens.
It's unbelievable.
She and her wide receiver husband, Hank Baskett, just purchased a home in South New Jersey so that he could be closer to the city that his team plays in.
Just because for a Steeler, right?
No, he's on the
that's
other
the only team in Pennsylvania.
On the other side of the state of Pennsylvania.
The Giants?
Nope. No, that's not Pennsylvania,
that's
at all.
New York.
That's in New York. The state bird. You know, the national bird. Big bird. Big bird.
We know what a bird is.
You know birds on the team? Not big bird. A big bird. The national bird. Bald-headed, fill in the blank.
Is the team in Erie?
Anyway, the bad news is they cut him yesterday.
Hank Baskett, you're kidding.
Hank Baskett, they just bought a house.
They just bought a house in South Jersey. And the team that I dare not speak its name because I lost a bet cut him yesterday. And so now they don't know where they're going to live.
He didn't just pick up and move. He moves to New Jersey.
Oh,
well, he had been
hurts.
Living there already because he plays for that team. She, however, was living in Los Angeles, sold her property here, and they bought a brand new home to start their new family in New Jersey, and now he's unemployed. So no word yet on where
they're
living. He
just did that for comedy.
That hurts.
they cut him to make room for Jeff Garcia, right?
Yeah, for the quarterback. No, for Michael Vick.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Sean Andrews was put on the IR. They're one of their offensive linemen.
Right.
To make room for Jeff Garcia, who they just re-signed. And then they had to move Michael Vick to the 53-man roster. So they had to make room, space for one more. And so they jettisoned Hank Baskett. So he is without a job.
I can't tell you how sick I am of Philadelphia Phil and all these cheesesteak bozos.
How dare you,
That's
sir.
True.
The good news is she can always go back to the pole. You know what I'm saying? If
sure.
they need to make some money. There's some great strip clubs in South Jersey. I speak from experience. Kendra could make some bank.
God,
long as she doesn't laugh.
As long as she doesn't
while
laugh.
She's up on stage.
Wow.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Peter Falk, who, of course, famously was Columbo for many years.
Mm-hmm.
He's also the grandfather in Princess Bride. Remember him reading the book, the little Fred Savage
sure.
in that movie?
Sure. No.
Love him. 82 years
old. He's a jackass.
Oh, come on, President Obama. Never thought I'd say those words. Illusionist David Copperfield, or David Copperfield, I like to call him.
No, you didn't.
He's 53 years old today, as is actor Mickey Rourke. Amy Poehler from Parks and Recreation and Saturday Night Live over there on NBC is 38 years old. Alexis Bledel from Gilmore Girls is 28. Sabrina Bryan is 25. And Nick Jonas of the legendary Jonas Brothers celebrates his 17th birthday today. He's going to celebrate by not drinking and not having any sex. Good times. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Greg Rumberger, is there a way I can save $10 on this interview?
No,
is that possible? Do you have an application for that,
yeah.
Big boy?
You've been following me.
You've been following me.
Well, I was until I got yowzed out.
Oh, stop. Really? Did you hit unfollow?
Here's the thing about Bean.
He can afford to lose a couple.
He follows 7,000 people.
Mm. 200, right?
Apparently, this yowza that you've created, you have Twittered about 7,000 times in the last week, and so now he says, I'm out.
That's it. Well, here's the thing. Okay, first of all, we should tell people what Yowza is, don't you think?
Yes.
This is a great opportunity.
It is. Let's use it.
So Yowza is a free application. You download it to your phone, and you press one button. It finds your location. It brings up all the stores and restaurants and all their offers and coupons and stuff. I created that. So I do that every day. Every day I'm talking to retailers. I'm getting more people on. It's going to be a prize on the Wheel of Fortune.
Oh, my God.
How cool is that? So you land on Yowza and you get, you know, $5,000 shopping spree to...
Hey, I think it's a great application. I have no problem with it.
No, yeah, but that's a terrific idea.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is I get the fact that, you know, people are like, enough with the yowza. But that's what I'm doing. And you know, Twitter is, in fact, what are you doing?
Right.
Yeah.
But you can't be doing yowza 24-7.
I don't.
Okay, then.
No, I don't. Right. I take pictures from the set. I show video from the set.
Can you put, like, electronics? Like, if you're looking for a computer, can you put that in and it'll search for it? Or is it just general stores and general items?
You can look for electronic stores.
Electronics, okay.
Yeah. It's not product-based yet, okay. But that's on its way.
What in the world made you do this?
You know, we got three
and
kids.
How does one invent an application, yeah. too? I mean, I'm fascinated by that whole process.
Well, I certainly can't do it. You know, and if I can do it, then obviously I'm getting some help from some people. Okay. I was on Twitter when I had like 2,000 followers, and these two guys, they found me and they said, we think we can help you get more followers and raise more money for your charities and stuff. So I said, okay. We started talking. One of the guys is a great app developer. He's got 5 apps already in the app store. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, charity is charity. Who cares about that? Let's make some money.
Yes. Yes.
No, but they help with my band and stuff like that. But at the same time, I said, I've got this idea. It came because my wife and I walk into Bed Bath & Beyond, and with that 20% right. brick that they send you in the mail, that
right.
couldn't be less green. And, you know, it's half a tree to save 20%.
Right,
and,
right.
But we're following our kids, and I forget the coupons where in the car, and I'm too lazy to go back to the car.
Because it can sometimes that can be like a 25-foot walk.
You know? Exactly. Right. Look at me. That's all I'm saying.
Don't all right. you have people at this point that you can order back to the car, Greg?
Exactly.
Seriously.
Honey, call Maria. I think she's in the back of the SUV. We forgot to leave the windows open a crack anyway. Kill two birds.
Take her out a dish of water.
Exactly. So anyway, I thought, why can't we, you know, solve this problem and always have coupons with us all the time?
Yeah, do it electronically. That makes all the sense in the world.
Yeah. So I didn't realize that it was kind of this exploding business and, you know, this emerging technology. That all happened at the same time. And the cool thing is there's 75,000 apps in the App Store. So if you come up with a good idea, good luck to you, because you got to get the word out.
Yeah, of course.
So that's why I'm kind of whoring myself out. It's my thing. I love it.
Like a GPS deal, too, which will tell you which stores you're near at the time that you can have these offers at.
Yeah, it's all by proximity. So the first, the top of the list is the one that you're – I just was at Pier 1 yesterday, and I'm in Pier 1, so that's the first one on the list.
That's
awesome.
And how many followers do you have now? Because you were one of the very first celebrities to tweet.
Yeah.
But way back when. How many do you have now?
I've got like 1.1 million.
Wow.
Following me. Does that make any sense?
Well, here's my question, because I rarely tweet. When I do, it's to make fun of other people's tweets. But
okay.
Especially Dave, who we work with. Does it start to feel like, if you have that many people, like a responsibility that you need to do stuff on it, and then you start going, oh, I need to do something, but I don't know what.
It's a pretty big audience.
Yeah.
Yeah, it does. It feels like a job after a certain point. And then you also get criticized.
I can tell you that Greg doesn't take it very seriously, though. I can vouch for that.
Okay. All right.
You know what? That's the cool thing is I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if my poop is in the shape of something really cool, I'll take a picture and send it out.
Well, now, that's legit, that's though. That is legit. You know?
That's a good use of technology.
Exactly. That's hard work. No, I just tweeted out that
I'm...
Is
there an app for that?
There is. You know, it's funny. My kids, you know, said, you love yowza more than me.
Yeah.
That's when you kind of know you got it. Now, it's something I'm passionate about. I love tweeting. But I was on Loveline 2 nights ago.
Oh.
Drew and I were talking about the same thing. It's become this amount of work. You know, you feel obligated to entertain. Again, I'm using it. I mean, I love the fact that I can send out.
You're also getting something back from it. You're publicizing your, you know, thing. And you also are, I don't know, on a TV show and on a set. And
he
you have stuff to say.
Things
you
to
do,
say
right.
once in a while.
Yeah, and it's also, you know, like the epilepsy, in November's Epilepsy Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. So I let everybody know, and they're sponsoring my team. People going on there, and I ask for $1, no more. You know, or $5, whatever they can do. So, or 20, or 100. You know what I mean? That's
well, you
all.
Said no more, so I don't understand this whole conversation.
A dollar, no more, or 5, 10, 20, or 100.
Whatever
no less.
That's right.
I don't understand you.
What team? What team are they sponsoring for you?
It's Jake's Crazy Brainwaves. That's my son's. Our oldest son has epilepsy, so every year I chair the walk here in Griffith Park.
Okay.
And then also in D.C., so people can go to walkforepilepsy.org and sponsor Jake's Crazy Brainwaves if they want.
You always have so many things going on, Greg. It's crazy.
Sounds like you're mocking him.
What?
With Jake's Crazy Brainwaves. It just does.
I got to say. Like,
he's not taking it too seriously.
No,
which I think
no,
that's
I know,
refreshing.
But, no, Jake is, I honestly, you say, I mean, he has seizures. He's doing great, by the way, which is
excellent.
The most important thing.
Yes.
So, and we don't, you know, we don't take it slightly. It's a major thing, obviously, in our life, and it's a big pain in the ass. He had a He had a brain surgery this year, and he's doing incredibly well.
Good. So I'm glad to hear that.
When you ask Jake what he wants for dinner, he says Caesar salad. I mean, that's okay. What it's like in our house. You know?
I got you.
Yeah.
So you handle it with a sense of humor. I like that.
Yeah, you have to.
All right. Greg Remberger's here. The TV show is called Heroes. It returns on Monday night at NBC.
Yeah.
We have to take a quick break.
There is that.
We have to take a break. When we come back, we want to talk all about that, get us caught up where we are as we start the new season. Ralph, I understand, is going to file some personal complaints with you, Greg. I don't know what that's all about.
Bring
Ralph,
it,
Ralph, am I right? Yeah. You got some suggestions,
I've got some important things about last year's season that I would need to see
resolved.
Resolved, okay. Yeah, exactly.
And you're just the guy because you write and produce the show, right?
That's right.
Exactly. I'm responsible for everything.
Right. It's like yelling at the puppet.
We'll be right back.
Greg Grubberg is in our studio right now. Heroes returns for season number 4, I want to say it is, this coming Monday night on NBC at 8. And Ralph, I know you love Heroes, yet you seem to have some concerns about where we are in the story. What's going on? What can Greg help you with?
I thought the show, I know there's some people who were taking shots at the show last season, but I thought it was great. My problem is that Daphne's gone.
Ah.
Matt's girlfriend, should have been wife Daphne, sometimes was wife, depending where you were in time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is gone.
Right.
And now you're back with that lying whore of a wife of yours. Cheating, lying whore wife.
Okay.
And I loved Daphne so
Bria
much.
Grant, yes. Great, great. That was a lot of fun. She actually
adorable, charming,
anime
pretty,
looking,
yes.
Fantasizing about.
Can't deny she was fast. That girl was fast.
She was fast.
She had great hair.
She
great
had hair.
She was attractive. Why can't we have her back?
She looked more like my daughter. I mean, let's keep going.
Whatever. You know? I'm going to miss her on my TV every week.
No, that's positive. I think it was great. It was great. The problem is I just think that story couldn't kind of keep going. And I love the way they wrapped it up. I love that the romance of it and how we ended in France and the whole. But, it's great.
You being inside her head was pretty cool in the hospital. That was pretty cool.
Yeah,
that was pretty cool.
Creating that whole thing.
But I just loved her so much.
To be, by the way.
And I'm going to miss her.
What?
Nothing?
What? What? You don't want to be in France?
I said, no.
It's very romantic.
You're inside her head.
I see. Lisa Lackey, though, I love the idea of going back with the baby who has powers. And
right.
That
That's
whole thing's
cool.
Really cool. And also Siler, at the beginning of this season, volume 5, season 4, I can't keep it straight, but she...
Page 6, chapter 7.
He takes my baby hostage, and he wants his body back. Because at the end of last season, I switched memories and brains from one character to another.
Right.
But it didn't go cleanly.
You turned Siler into Petrelli, Nathan Petrelli.
Right.
Right.
But most
Wait,
of
Wait, I thought Siler was a Vulcan. Am I really confused now?
No, he is a Vulcan.
All right, here's my question, because I am dumb.
Hold on, can we find out what happened with Siler and the transfer of memories and powers?
Yes, but I would like to do a more general, catch us up.
Oh, that's not possible.
Oh, don't stop. Don't
really?
I only read my parts of the script.
Not even with the main stuff?
Oh, there's so much going on, Kevin.
There
You'd be hard-pressed.
All right.
But I will say this. Season 4 starts off in the same place. I actually say this every year. But season 4 starts off in the same place that season 1. It's all of us back in our normal lives. I do not want to... My character in particular doesn't want to use his powers because it's only led to negative stuff.
Right.
So I refuse to. But I'm forced to because Siler's... all the evil stuff in Siler is trapped inside me. That stuff kind of got trapped. So
you
I'm
got some residual
around.
Siler on you when you did the transfer.
Yeah. So Zach is in
I
every
saw
scene.
Residual Siler, by the way, at the Troubadour last night. They are really good.
They're awesome. Bad.
Yeah.
I can see him in scenes. No one else can see him. He's sort of the evil guy on my shoulder.
Oh.
And he forces me and makes me do things. We shot the sexiest sex scene ever. We're at 8 o'clock now. I don't think it's ever going to air.
You and Siler?
Yeah, it was awesome. It was so
that was
hot.
Great.
Yeah, we formed that symbol. We were kind of. It was like spooning, but in the shape of a DNA strand.
Sure,
it was
more
awesome.
Like forking. Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
See what he did?
Siler is one of the great villains in the history of television, by the way, first of all.
Yeah, he's
unbelievable. And Zachary Quinto plays him so brilliantly. Does Heroes have an end date? The
no,
show.
Unlike Lost.
You're not that's what I was thinking, is because a lot of people thought that it really goosed the writers into kind of getting going in all the directions they want to kind of have a big lead up to wherever they wanted to end the series.
Yeah.
And a lot of people thought that helped Lost a lot. I'm just wondering what the long-term plan is for Heroes.
At the very beginning when I heard that announcement from Lost, I don't know how you felt, but I was like, wow, that's going to confuse the audience. Now they're going to think, oh, the show's off the air and be a downer. And it did exactly the opposite of it did what you just said, which is the audience was like, okay, so now I know we have some sort of an end point how are they going to get there? What's going to happen?
Right.
Our show, no. We're going to be riding this donkey until it literally runs out of water, air. And, you know, so
people are going to be leaving, and it's just going to be Parkman at the end. Yeah. Exclamation point. That's
hero. They'll remove the ES, and it'll just be hero.
You're going to be Matt running a psychic hotline. 1-800 number.
All right, listen, we need to take another break. Can you stick around for one more?
I'm not going anywhere.
Okay.
I love you guys.
Because we need to talk about your sperm when we get back.
What?
Some other things.
What?
What?
That's your sperm is in the news. Your sperm is in the news today, Greg. I don't know if you're aware of the story or not, but it has made the papers.
Fork you guys, okay?
All of you. Our friend actor Greg Grunberg is in our studio this morning. Of course, the return of Heroes is going to be this Monday night. By the way, speaking of Greg and your childhood friend J.J. Abrams,
yeah.
I saw the Star Trek on the flight to New York last week. Mm-hmm. I missed Star Trek in the theater.
Oh, you did?
I know. You know, I'm super lame.
He was the one.
It's better to see it over someone's head on a tiny monitor.
Yes. I am super, super lame because it was one of those movies that I had nothing against. I wanted to go see it just for whatever reason, never, ever made it. And I finally saw it on the plane. And I, as great as I heard it was even better than that. It blew me away. There wasn't a single bad scene in that movie. But
that's awesome.
Where were you? Where were you, though?
He was in there.
Okay, so I was supposed to play Olsen, the red shirt, who dives down and won't pull his cord.
Right.
Yes,
right.
Which I thought was awesome that they made that homage to the series. That was great.
Yeah, and it would have been great if I was Olsen, because me showing up as a red shirt going, you know, I want to kill those Romulans, and, you know, people know I'm going to die because right. I died on law. So right. That was all planned out. But I was shooting my own movie that I wrote, produced, and starred in called Group Sex, and it was either... You know, I couldn't work the scheduling out. I couldn't do it. So, and it was my film. So, and JJ to this day still kills me. But I want to play, another role in the next movie. I hope that they give me a part. But I actually did a voiceover. So when young Kirk is driving his, you know, he steals his dad's Corvette at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I'm the stepfather who comes on and goes, if you touch that car, that thing. That's me.
Oh, wow. You're the guy who's calling him in the car, telling him to come home.
Exactly.
Oh, how about that?
That's a role right there.
Yeah. Right? And I did it in my jammies at home, not unlike what's going on right now.
Yeah. Sure. By the way, people would have – you are so well known now, though, that people would have laughed when you came on screen as a red shirt had you done that role. I mean, that really would have taken people out of the Star Trek, I think, for a minute. Don't you?
Yeah. I think you're right. And that's one of the biggest problems I have, because I cannot – I want to do whatever JJ, you know, JJ says, hey, I want you to be an extra in my, I'll do anything with him. Love him. He's one of my closest friends. So.
I would too, but he doesn't ever give me the option.
you're too well known.
It was between you and Rachel Nichols for the Green Orion slave girl scene. That's what I heard.
Yeah.
They were going to put you in a wig.
Exactly.
That would have been good.
Yeah.
Let's talk about your swimmers, because Ralph, you did a story on the Showbiz Beat earlier today that involved Mr. Grunberg. What was the story?
Yeah, we're talking about the list of the top 10 celebrities women want to father their child.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the lookalikes, celebrity lookalikes at sperm banks that women want their sperm.
Oh, because you go in and you pick out somebody that's going to contribute half of your baby,
right.
So you want to have a say in how they look.
The donors will go in and say, I look like this celebrity.
Right.
Oh. And then you get to choose from that list.
We call them filths. Fathers filths. I'd like to
yes,
father.
Yes, I like that.
Father
I'd
like to father.
You know, I didn't understand that at all. I thought there were people that were, like, requesting him.
Well, the donors go in and say, they say, who do you look like? What celebrity do you look like? And you write on your application, I look like Greg Grunberg from Heroes.
Right.
And then the women go in and they say, who would you like your baby to look like?
Right.
And they request this from the celebrity list. I'd like them to look like someone.
Can I say Brad Pitt?
And so, Greg, I believe, I'm not mistaken, is number two on the list.
I'm number two.
Come on.
Thank you.
Women are going and requesting their babies to look like Greg.
To look like me. And I'm right behind Ben Affleck. But my sperm comes with a Yowza coupon.
Really?
Yeah. And dinner and a cuddle.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a great deal.
And I do the seminating. Which is great.
It's an active participation.
They're all Greg. All those people feel like at the donor cards are all Greg.
There are five guys right now.
I look just like Greg Grunberg because I am.
Signed,
give me some lotion and a jar.
Exactly. If my mom requests my sperm one more time.
Oh. Wow.
Wait a minute. That was a joke.
That was dark.
Of course it was a joke, but wow. It was spectacular. All right. If you were to go look right now, you could find five guys that say they are a perfect match for you.
Yes.
In the donor bag.
James Earl Jones.
Let's start there.
Emo Phillips.
Carrot Top.
Right. And Gary Coleman.
Yes.
Who else was on the list, Ralph? It was Ben Affleck, number one.
Yeah.
Greg, two. Who was after that?
I don't have the list with me, but I know Paul Walker made the list.
Bradley
Gerard
Cooper.
Butler was on it.
Bradley Cooper,
Gerard Butler.
Yeah.
That's pretty good company.
It's fantastic Michael company, Moore, but right? It confuses the hell out of me. It really does. I don't.
You know. Is someone going to come in the middle of the night and remove things from you? I mean, how does this work?
I don't know.
Just check it.
I am shocked anytime this. Honestly, I'm shocked. We went out to dinner the other night with a bunch of families, and we came out. We're going bowling with the kids. All these kids, all these families that we. And TMZ's standing there waiting for me. And I was, the first thing I was like, come on, who's here?
Right,
like, it's not me.
Right.
And so I can't get used to it. And it never happens. Honestly, never, ever happens to me. So,
except for the other night when you were at the bowling alley.
Right.
Speaking of Greg impersonators, though, tell the story about your friend. That was hilarious.
Oh, no, a girl came up to me and she said that a friend of hers she thought that she had dated me.
Okay.
And I said, what are you talking about? She goes, well, my friend lives in Orange County, and she was talking to a guy in a bar, and he looked a lot like you, so he said he was you.
That's the best.
Yeah, and he apparently, took her home. They had a great time.
Was he good?
I don't know.
That's important. That's an important fact.
That's true.
Did he disappoint her, or was he really good?
Right, right.
All she was doing was saving the step of not having to go to the sperm bank. I mean, she just got it right from the source.
That's true. She thought she was getting the ultimate deal.
I'm going to say that guy's got the perfect out, though, because when all said and done, I got to run. I got an early day on the set of Heroes tomorrow, so yes. I can't stay the night.
Exactly.
I can't sleep over. I'm a busy actor.
Thanks. I have an early call.
Right. Wow.
I can't tell you how many times I've used that.
I don't know when we'll get the opportunity to see you again, because I know you are insanely busy, but you mentioned a movie that you wrote and directed and starred in, I guess. What's that all about? When's that coming out, and what's the deal?
Hopefully soon. It's me, Henry Winkler, Tom Arnold, Lisa Lampanelli, very, very funny, Kim Whitley, Josh Cook. It's called Odette Useman. Do you guys know Odette?
Of course.
Yes. Yeah.
Now I'll say Odette Useman, and then the words
start with her.
Group sex.
Okay.
All right.
Don't when you're selling this, don't mention Tom Arnold's name
and Lisa Lampanelli. By the way, when you're talking about sex,
before Odette Useman, what's wrong with you?
Okay, so it stars Odette Useman.
There you go.
And it's a romantic comedy that takes place in a sexaholic recovery group. And
awesome.
It's really, really funny. It really worked out. I co-wrote it with Lawrence Trilling, who I've known forever, and he directed. We produced together, and we're in the process of securing a distribution
deal.
That's
awesome. How difficult is that process to get a distribution deal and all?
I got to say, in today's market and climate, it's these deals are terrible. We'll throw it. It'll be seen between Fairfax and La Brea. And,
on Tuesday afternoon.
For one weekend, right.
Yeah.
Can't you just put director in Yauza within 50 miles and just...
We should do that.
Well, I was just saying, distribution deal?
So this Sunday, right, this Sunday is the Emmys.
Right.
And this shows you where my head is. I'll be at the Lobster Fest watching English Beat with my Yauza coupon. After going to Rubio's for tacos,
you have to take them up on whatever they suggest.
No, but
you can't say no.
English Beat, come on! English Beat is playing at the Lobster Fest.
Right,
I can win
an
Emmy any year.
I heard that the first time,
okay.
And yet it's an odd choice.
Okay. Yeah, well,
there's another movie in you, Greg, of people who just follow the Yowza. Like whatever the Yowza tells them to do, that's what they do next.
Yeah.
Oh, like Yes Man, they have to follow it.
Yowza
zombies.
I have an idea about Twitter.
Yes.
Tell me if you think.
Okay.
So if I send out, I have a million people, right? So if I tell them all, I've got a great script. I want to make this comedy. Here's the actors involved. Everybody give me $5.
Yes.
Now I've got $5 million to make the movie. It'll be the longest scroll of producers of any
That's fine.
Movie.
Who did that? Somebody rolled, you added them to your Facebook page. I think it was Clerks 2, Kevin Smith or somebody like that.
Oh, really?
I think you're right.
If you added a link to the trailer or whatever to your Facebook page or whatever, and then there was
put your name in the credits. Yeah.
Thousands of names that rolled afterwards.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was really cool. But I don't think he raised money that way. That's a smart way to do it.
Yeah, I think, and then everybody has a piece of the movie.
Right.
So if a million people are invested, literally invested in the movie, they'll go see
the movie. Sure.
I think
and you have
an investment
already.
Makes $10 million, then everyone gets a check for like $2
right.
back or something. It's great.
Yeah, we all have a good time.
That's a good plan.
Yeah.
All right. You got to work on that. Be following Greg's at Twitter to see if that happens. Heroes Returns. Yes.
One last question, real quick, if I can. I have yet to see Band from TV, your band, and I would love to know if you guys are going to play in any place.
Yes, thank you. Band from TV is people can go to bandfromtv.org and get all the info. But
it's not BAND, right?
BAND.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, Band from TV.
I thought it was BANNED.
I thought, you know,
that's inevitable. That's going to happen.
Make any
eventually.
Sense.
Yeah. I'm saying it's a different way to spell the word
kind
band.
Of a play on that phrase.
Yes,
it's band.
Each one of us has a different charity that we represent. It's me on drums, Hugh Laurie on keyboards, James Denton on guitar, Bob Guinea, Terry Hatcher, Adrian Pasdar, Jesse Spencer, all of us. Anyway, we're playing at the Canyon Club on October 25th. People can go to Ticketmaster or the Canyon Club website and get information, or our website. But it's going to be a great show. It's for a great cause. It's Epilepsy Awareness Month in November, and this kicks off. It's sort of the – it's called Talk About It in Concert, because talkaboutit.org is the website I started for epilepsy.
And I'm going to tell people that the band is not awful. I mean, really – for celebrities, you guys,
those crazy compliments. Is that a compliment?
No, wait a minute. When I was here last time, you guys played. What did you play? It was hilarious. It was like a really
it was something
funny.
That wasn't you. I know that.
Goat Core, I think
awesome,
it is
though.
Last time.
Was it? There it is.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, that's Goat Core.
Yeah, that's Goat Core.
Yeah, but you guys should cover that song. It's great. Listen,
that was my nickname in high school, though. They stole it.
Greg is a better person than us on every level, isn't he? Yeah.
He's busier.
I know that. He's busy. He's an actor. He's got apps for the iPhone.
I got better sperm.
He's a drummer. He's got better sperm.
He gets to hang out with Hugh Laurie.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not so bad. He is the coolest guy ever.
Well, we always have a great time catching up with you, Greg. Congratulations on everything that's going on. And please, folks, tune in to Monday night's premiere of Season 4 of Heroes at 8 o'clock on NBC. Greg, anytime, man. Come on back.
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
6.7. That was an angry hey. 106.7. K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 8:59.
Coming up in about 50 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show, it's the Video Vault. It's the tribute to Patrick Swayze. Ladies and gentlemen, we walk you through Roadhouse, one of the greatest movies of all time.
So good.
That's coming up right now. Rob's got the showbiz beat for a Wednesday. What's happening?
I was watching last night just to refresh myself and to pick out some clips to play. And I was so sad that the captain of the Roadhouse ship has...
It's a ship?
That's gone away.
I thought it was a bar.
It is a bar. I'm just saying.
On a ship?
Patrick Swayze was the leader,
sea captain
of the cast
of
Boathouse. Boathouse. All right, let's get into the showbiz news, shall we? What a coinky dink, as they say.
No one says that
those
anymore.
Those annoying people who say coinky dink.
Yeah.
Heidi Montag, i.e., Heidi Spencer Pratt, i.e., Heidi Pratt,
sure,
had her 23rd birthday yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Uh huh. Spencer's gift to her? A little Maltipoo named Dolly, named after Dolly Parton.
Is that a dog?
Maltipoo is a half breed between a Maltese and a poodle.
Okay.
A Maltipoo. Coincidentally, Jessica Simpson was tweeting the other day how a coyote came and stole her Maltipoo. Coincidence?
Wow.
I think not. I think Spencer hired that coyote.
You think he was in the bushes?
With a trained coyote.
Remote control?
Yes.
Here, boy.
We had one of those robot coyotes he used to steal Jessica Simpson's dog to give it to his wife.
There are a lot of
those.
That's
what I think.
Yep.
Oh, you'd be surprised what the Japanese can do now.
Hey!
So, congratulations. I'm so excited, said Heidi. Thank you, God, for every moment you have given me and blessing me with my wonderful husband.
Oh.
Again, she's blaming God.
She is trying so
on her
hard.
Marriage, which I don't think
what
is
about
fair.
The dogs? What about the dogs?
What about the dogs?
President Obama is going to be David Letterman's only guest on Monday night.
You lie!
He's a jackass.
Oh. No, come on, Barack.
His only guest.
He is going to sit and talk to David Letterman for the entire show.
How about that?
That should be great.
That's pretty interesting.
Interesting idea. When, Monday?
Monday night.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Dave, by the way, he had President Clinton on. He had President Bush on. I mean, that's a testament to how people feel about Letterman.
This is going to be only the second time that a sitting president will be on a late-night talk show. Usually they do it when they're campaigning.
Right.
And sometimes
they'll
do it after they leave office. But President Obama did it on Leno back in March, he went on. And now he's going to be on the David Letterman show.
Oh, so he's done it twice and no one else has done it at all.
Yes, exactly. So you can check that out. Come this Monday. And remember when we had Charlton Copley on? He was the star of District 9?
Yep.
Yes.
And I was kidding with him that he's going, what are you doing high for?
He doesn't know.
He's from New Zealand.
He's South Africa. New Zealand.
No, South Africa.
That was a cover your ass high. He didn't know.
Charlton Copley is a South African.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. It has nothing to do with Asia.
Swing and a miss.
No reason to go high.
He was a star of District 9, one of my favorite
That's
movies
right.
of the year.
Right.
And we had him on the show. And I was kidding with him. I said, you know, you're going to end up doing some big budget brainless blockbuster. This is going to make you a big movie star. And he was like, no, this is not going to happen to me, friend, South African.
He's Dave.
Why is he the King of Mexico?
He's just been added to the cast of A-Team.
Oh!
Oh!
That's amazing.
I like it. I like it. That's cool.
He's going to be Howling Mad Murdoch. He's going to be Mad Dog Murdoch.
Oh, there you go.
It's going to be right. crazy. He's going to join the cast with Bradley Cooper. He's playing Face. Liam Neeson as Hannibal Lecter. No?
I don't think Hannibal Lecter's in the A-Team.
That's going to be quite a movie. Hannibal Smith.
That's a reimagining.
Yes. And I don't think they've cast Mr. T yet, the B.A. Baracus role yet. There's been some talk that Quentin Rampage Jackson will take over that role.
There's a lot of talk, but then they denied it. Yeah.
And Jessica Biel is also joining the cast as the obligatory female in that show.
All so, right.
Then. Like a garden, I dig it.
That cast is getting better and better as we speak. And, I got this juicy Kardashian story to do. But it's already a little late. So
Juicy Kardashian is the hottest of the sisters.
I'm going to hold on for about 45 minutes, and then I'll give you all the Kardashian scoop. A lot going on amongst those three little gals.
Sure.
Well, two little gals.
Two little gals.
One baby. And a giant. Today's celebrity birthdays. Ed Begley Jr. is 60 years old today. Kevin would like
I have really had it with you tree huggers.
Kevin would like him to stop saving the world. He would stop that.
Take it easy.
David Copperfield, the magician, is 53. Mickey Rourke is also 53. Amy Poehler from Parks and Recreation and Saturday Night Live is 38. Alexis Bledel turns 28 years old today. Sabrina Bryant from the Cheetah Girls celebrates her 25th birthday. And little Nicky Jonas of the Jonas Brothers, 17 years old. Is he the diabetic?
I don't know.
Come on, Kevin, you know all about the Jonas Brothers.
I don't know anything about the Jonas Brothers.
You love the Jonas Brothers.
No, what are you talking about?
Oh, that's right, it's Maroon 5 you love.
How would you like to join me in thanking the best band ever?
Thank you, Jerry Lewis.
Oh, Nick Jonas is so cute.
That's all I know.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Hey, Ralph, what's going on?
Rest in peace, Peaceways. Patrick Swayze.
Oh, Peaceways.
Peaceways?
I couldn't figure out what you were talking about.
I'm glad he died before he heard that.
He was the man, and he fought valiantly against pancreatic cancer for 2 years before he passed this week, and he has left behind a rich legacy of cinematic work, the most of which, however, in my opinion, has to be Roadhouse.
One of the best movies ever. Time for Ralph's Video Vault.
Welcome to Ralph's Video Vault.
It's last call. For action!
Yeah!
Yeah! Says the poster of Roadhouse. Roadhouse, the classic film starring Patrick Swayze, where he plays the king of the coolers. That's right. Dalton. Dalton's the man you hire when you've got a club that is just out of control. The
He's
kind of club, as they say in the movie, where you're sweeping up the eyeballs at the end of the night.
Does that happen?
In some clubs, yes.
All right. They hire a new bouncer to make the place tamer? That's what they do?
Not a bouncer, Bean.
It's a cooler.
The cooler's the guy who runs the bouncers. The cooler's the guy who runs the entire floor of the bar to make sure that things stay copacetic, that they stay safe for the patrons. That's how you get the people, and that's how you make your money. And the owner of the Double Deuce in Joplin, Kansas knows this. That's why he goes out and gets himself the best cooler in the business. The most famous cooler in the world. Sure, some may argue it might be Wade Garrett. But no, it's Wade's protege, Dalton. And you know he's cool because he's got one name, Dalton. We never know any more about him than that. And so the owner of the Double Deuce hires Patrick Swayze as Dalton to come take a look at the Double Deuce, see if he can clean things up for him. And the minute Dalton walks in one night to look around and see what he's dealing with, people start to recognize him because he is the most famous cooler in the world, including this young barmaid.
You got a name?
Yeah.
Well, what is it?
Dalton.
Oh, my God. I heard of you.
Yeah, she's heard of Dalton.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, I heard of you.
Everyone's heard of Dalton. And when he comes to town, people start a-talking. I'll tell you, the guys who work as the bouncer there now, and they're all lowlifes, the guys who are working there now, sure. They're selling drugs in the back, they're banging the girls who come in, they're letting the underage girls into the bar, taking money from the till,
wow.
Lining their pockets with the proceeds of the Double Deuce.
Dalton's got his hands full.
Dalton needs to clean this place up, and how? And I'll tell you, one of the bouncers needs to know more about Dalton. So he asks his old friend, who happens to be the guy who is the bar band at the Double Deuce, who is Jeff Healy, mm-hmm. the blind guitarist.
Right.
And so...
Of course he is.
Well, he really is.
Sure.
Jeff Healy's literally a blind guitarist.
All right.
And he plays Cody, the blind guitarist of the Double Deuce. And so the bouncer's, prodding Cody to get some information.
This Dalton character, what's his story?
Story is, you f*** with him and he'll seal your fate.
That's right. You f with him, he'll seal your fate.
It's true. You don't want to f with him.
Yeah. So Dalton takes over the Double Deuce and starts to weed out the malcontents from the staff and gives the other guys who are sticking around, his crew of bouncers, his rules, how things are supposed to work. And the rule number one when you work for Dalton is to be nice.
Okay.
I want you to be nice until it's time to not be nice.
Well, how are we supposed to know when that is?
You won't. I'll let you know. You are the bouncers. I am the cooler. All you have to do is watch my back and each other's. Take out the trash.
Yeah! Time to take out the trash!
So you're supposed to be cool until it's time to not be cool.
Be nice.
Nice.
Until I tell you not to be
There's
nice.
A difference.
There is a difference,
All
my
right.
friend.
All right.
Now here's the problem about the little town of Joplin. It is run by the sadistic evil millionaire, Brad Wesley. He okay. calls the shots in Joplin.
All right.
He runs the booze distributor there. He owns the mall there in Joplin. He says what goes.
Okay.
And he's also taken 10% from all the businesses in Joplin.
Uh-oh.
Everybody who owns a business has to pay a little something-something to Brad Wesley. He's got to wet his beak from your income, or else things don't go so well for you. Accidents happen. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
And so the problem is Dalton starts to make some changes in this town, starts to upset some people. And things go poorly for him one night, and he gets stabbed in a fight in the bar. So he's got to go to the local hospital, which is where he runs into the impossibly tan Dr. Elizabeth Clay, played by Kelly Lynch, who is just smoking hot. Beautiful blonde hair, bright blue eyes, and impossibly tan. The kind of tan you could only get in the 80s. I don't know what it was about the sun in the 80s. It must have been stronger back then, because everyone was really tan. And she has to fix him up. He's got a big knife wound in his chest that needs to be stitched up. Now, usually, as we see in the beginning of the film, Dalton does his own stitching.
He stitches himself.
Yeah, when he gets cut, he gets a needle and thread, and then he sews himself up.
Sure.
But because of where it is, he can't reach it. He's got to go to the emergency room. And so he brings his medical records with him.
Right.
And so Dr. Elizabeth Clay, the impossibly tan Dr. Elizabeth Clay,
sure.
is looking through his records there and realizes this guy's got a lot of injuries. It's a rough business Dalton's in. And she's going to add to it because she's going to staple him up with some staples there.
All right. Well, Mr. Dalton, you may add 9 staples to your dossier of 31 broken bones, 2 bullet wounds, 9 puncture wounds, and 4 stainless steel screws. That's an estimate, of course. I'll give you a local.
No, thank you.
Do you enjoy pain?
Pain don't hurt.
That's right.
There it is. There it is.
Pain
right
don't
there.
Hurt.
Isn't that the definition of pain?
That is one of the best lines in any movie ever.
Pain don't hurt.
Pain don't hurt.
He doesn't need it because pain don't hurt. Not to Dalton.
He must not be very good at his job if he gets hurt that much.
You have no idea what he has to go through.
Bean.
You have no idea.
You don't understand Dalton.
What he has to put up with. Now, the thing is, Dalton becomes friends with Red. Red is the guy who runs the local automotive store in town.
Okay.
Because Dalton is constantly getting his tires slashed and his windshield busted in because people don't like the way he throws them out of the bar.
Mm.
So the drunken rowdies trash his car. So he makes almost daily visits to Red's auto shop. And the thing is, Red has decided he's not going to pay evil millionaire Brad Wesley his 10% anymore. He's not going to do it.
Wow.
And they come in and they rough up Red's shop. And Dalton is a little cheesed off for his buddy Red.
So what does he take?
Who?
Brad Wesley.
10% to start. Oh, it's all legal-like. He formed the Jasper Improvement Society. All the businesses in town belong to it.
Everybody pay?
Does a hobby horse have a wooden...
Yes, it does.
I can't answer that.
Hobby horse does have a wooden...
It does.
It
okay.
does.
All right.
So everyone there in... I said Joplin. It's Jasper, actually, is
Jasper.
The name of the city. And so Brad realizes that... This new guy in town, Dalton, is starting to rile up a lot of the business owners into saying they're not going to pay this guy.
Uh-oh.
And so they need to have a face-to-face.
Is it on?
It's on.
Mm-hmm.
And so Brad Wesley brings Dalton in to try to buy him off. You think that's going to work with Dalton? Think that's going to happen?
Pain don't hurt.
Let's see what happens.
Tell me, if I owned a bar and wanted to clean it up, how much would it take to get you to come work for me? There's no amount of money.
No, he's not going for it.
Wow.
No, he's taking a stand. Well, needless to say, Dalton starts to see the impossibly tan Dr. Elizabeth Clay socially.
Right.
They go out on a date.
Does he try to figure out how she gets so tan?
That's right. That's one of the things he wants to figure out. And so they spend their first night together with Dalton having sex with her up against a stone wall, which I found romantic.
Okay.
And painful. It must have been for her. She probably needed some stitches and some staples by the end of that date.
Sure.
It turns out Brad Wesley, evil millionaire, used to go out with Dr. Elizabeth Clay.
Oh, no.
So now he has really cheesed off evil millionaire Brad Wesley.
Now it really is on.
And he starts doing some horrible things, not only to the townspeople of Jasper, but also to Dalton, including killing his best friend, former king of the coolers, Wade Garrett, who comes to town to help him. And so it is really on, and it really gets worse when evil millionaire Brad Wesley brings in his own kung fu expert, because that's how Dalton makes his moves. He's got the kung fu going for him.
Okay.
He brings in Jimmy, the evil kung fu expert.
Jimmy.
And we know they're going to have a face-off at some point during the film.
Jimmy, to me, does not say kung fu.
Oh, Jimmy's scary.
Okay.
And when they finally square off, Jimmy starts off the fight with maybe the scariest thing ever said in the movies.
Prepare to die. You are such an asshole.
Prepare to die.
Wow.
Does that scare Dalton? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something about Dalton. Dalton once killed a man in Memphis, Tennessee by ripping his throat out. Yeah,
dude.
That's right.
Wow.
Man put a gun to his head. Dalton had no choice. It was self-defense. Had to rip his throat out.
How do you choose that?
Because that's what he's got. He's got the kung fu moves.
Right.
This movie's got everything, Kevin. It's got an evil monster truck. That sadistic millionaire Brad Wesley drives around in.
Sure, is it black?
It's got kung fu.
Mm-hmm.
It's got mullets.
Right.
It's got babes and big hair. It's got bar fights. And it's got a dude ripping another dude's throat out. Well, during the fight, Jimmy, who, as I mentioned, is the evil kung fu expert,
right,
throws some trash talk at Dalton, which may be the best insult ever during a fight. I would suggest you use this if you ever get into a fight.
I used to f*** guys like you in prison.
Yeah, in case you missed that, it's I used to F guys like you in prison.
Dude.
That's how tough Jimmy is. He's outing himself. He's admitting his own jail time homosexuality. That's what a tough guy he is. And things are going pretty poorly in that fight until Jimmy pulls out a gun because he's a coward.
Oh, no, he
You know what happens when you pull a gun on Dalton?
What?
He rips your throat out. That's what happens to Jimmy.
Should have seen that coming.
And then Dalton sends Jimmy's lifeless corpse floating back across the lake to Brad Wesley's house. Well, now all hell breaks loose. Brad Wesley goes nuts. He starts driving his monster truck in through the local Ford dealership because the guy won't give him his 10%. He blows up the guy who's got the horse ranch. He blows up his house. And Dalton knows the only way to stop Brad Wesley is to go to his house and confront him. And he's pounding Brad Wesley in the face, and he's taking him on. And Brad Wesley pulls a gun on him.
No, he didn't.
You know what happens when you pull a gun on Dalton?
No.
He rips your throat out. I've told you three times already.
That's right. He rips your throat out.
But this time, he doesn't do it. Because the last time, when he ripped out Jimmy's throat, impossibly tanned Dr. Elizabeth Clay, she thought he was a madman. She turned his back on him. She stopped dating him because she thought he was too violent.
Oh, no.
So he chooses not to rip out evil millionaire Brad Wesley's throat.
Okay. So he can date impossibly tanned doctor?
Right. But Brad Wesley still has a gun on him.
Right.
And it looks like he's going to kill our hero, Dalton.
Does he?
No. Because you know who shows up at the very end? All the townspeople of Jasper. And turns out they've all got some shotguns.
Oh.
And it turns out that Dalton has given them the courage to face up to evil millionaire Brad Wesley on their own.
So enough is enough, finally.
Enough is enough, and it looks like the people of Jasper take matters into their own hands.
This is our town, and don't you forget it.
So long, evil millionaire Brad Wesley. People of Jasper have taken their town back. And it looks like Dalton's going to put down some roots. He has been pretty much a fly-by-night guy up to this point. He's been a vagrant, a drifter.
A drifter, yeah.
But no, now he's going to put down some roots, and he and possibly 10 Dr. Elizabeth Clay are going to settle down and form themselves a life.
And possibly 10 little kids.
That's right.
It's a happy ending.
It's a happy ending. Oh, Patrick, oh, you will be missed. But at least we'll always have Roadhouse. Let's close that door to that vault, shall we?
We have your tickets to see Pearl Jam here on the world-famous K-Rock. We have tickets for you to see them when they play the sold-out Gibson Amphitheater September 30th. They're also playing October 1st, 6th, and 7th with Ben Harper. If you haven't seen him, he's an amazing artist. And those tickets between now and 10 o'clock, as a matter of fact,
okay,
on the world-famous K-Rock. It is 9:36.
Ralph Bielan with a final look at the showbiz beat in just a few minutes here on the Kevin Bean Show. First, though, we turn our attention to a story out of Malaysia. Look, I know it's tough to get married. It's tough to stay married. It's tough to make that work. But here's a woman who's looking for her 23rd husband.
Yep.
Do I have that right? 23rd husband? I mean, she's 107, so it's not like she's 40 and looking for her 23rd husband. But still, she's got problems, if that's the case.
She has a lot of problems because she's married to a dude who is 37.
Whoa!
So only 70 years her...
Does she have problems or does he have problems?
By the way, he's 37 and he's undergoing voluntary drug rehabilitation treatment. And she's afraid that he's going to leave her, so now she's already looking for number 23.
Wow.
He hasn't left yet. God. She's not single yet. But she's
I haven't heard of a 70-year age difference since Lisa used to be married to that old man, remember?
That's true.
So let's find out what's going on. Producer Alex has lined up the beautiful young lady in Malaysia right now, and let's say hello to her on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Is this Wook Kunder?
Yes, this is Wook.
How are you today, Wook?
Yes, please make sure you... pronounce the D in my last name.
Wook Kunder.
Thank you so much.
That's very important.
Okay. Yeah. Right. I'm very impressed at 107 that you can hear as well as you do and that you're able to speak English.
I am in remarkable physical condition. I have a young lover who keeps me very flexible. When...
I'm sorry.
Saying, uh-oh, back there.
That was Psycho Mike. He's worried about that flexibility comment.
Yes, I can listen to me spread my legs.
Oh. That does not sound sexy, Wook.
Now close them.
Wow.
I must take a nap now.
Now, Wook, you're married to a 37-year-old.
Yes.
You're 107.
Yes.
He's 37.
Yes, my husband, Muhammad, is... Yes, because I need hot loving
right,
almost every night.
Right.
I crave it. I love hot sex. And I...
You just can't go to a bar and pick someone up?
I cannot go to a bar. Because when I go to lift a drink to my lips...
Right.
By the time it gets to my mouth, it has evaporated.
Oh, you're moving kind of slow is what you're saying.
Yes, that's my point.
You're not a fast-moving individual.
I do not go anywhere or do anything quickly.
Right. Okay.
It is painful and slow for me.
Right.
But I am 107 years old.
Well, that is pretty old, I guess.
Wanna
that's part
my
of the
legs
color.
Again?
Yes, please. Wow.
Oh,
the other
I think
way?
I broke a hip.
Oh, no. It's sad.
No, I'm okay.
All right, good.
Okay, well, good luck with that.
Okay.
Bean's done with you. She's on.
Who's that on the phone with you, Wook?
She's 107.
Hold on. I'm going to hang up now. I'm dead in there. I'm not hung up yet.
Right, hang up the phone.
Okay. Put the phone down, Wook.
I'm going to hang
up. All right. We're going to wait to make sure you hang up
it's
safely. Go ahead.
Close up to
the
freedom.
Just, you can do it.
The receiver now.
Just put it down.
Close to the
here
phone.
We go. Getting close.
Any minute now.
All right.
Hung up on.
Just hang up the phone.
It's almost there.
All right, just
okay.
Hang up now.
Just drop it if you have to.
Okay. Still hanging up.
Listen, please just hang out. We got to go.
I'm trying.
All right. Speed it up.
Okay.
How far are you from the
phone? Damn these wireless handsets.
Oh, is that you walking?
Yes.
That's you walking over to the house.
Walking to the wireless phone.
Okay. We may not have time.
Hang it up.
I need a flow chart for how this bit's going to work.
I answered it way over there.
Right, but doesn't the phone have an off button?
Now I'm getting closer.
Just push the off button. We don't have time for the walk.
All right.
How far away is this phone? It's another city? Listen, just turn, hit the off.
Let's just stay on the phone.
We got to go, Wook. I'm sorry. We have to. We're out of time. Okay. Bye-bye. We'll talk to you next year. Bye now.
Bye. Seriously, you hang up.
No, you hang up. We're going to wait to make sure you hang up safely.
I have all day.
Okay. Our showbiz guy, Ralph, will get upset at us, though, Wook, so we got to move on.
Is he married?
Yeah, but he'll fool around with you.
Oh, good news for me.
Just hang up now.
Tell him to bring a vat of Astroglide. I am not a moist woman.
And some WD-40, it sounds like.
Oil can.
Okay. All right, we got to go. Bye-bye, Wook.
Goodbye.
See you later. Rob is here with the Showbiz Beat, and then we'll wrap it up for a Wednesday. What are people talking about? You said you had some big Kardashian news for us, for starters.
Glendale. Some infighting between the Kardashian girls.
Uh-oh.
Kim, once again talking about her two sisters, stirring up a little controversy. She says about her her sister Courtney, who I believe is the eldest.
Yes, and the hot one.
Yeah. You know, she's pregnant with her on-again, off-again boyfriend, who apparently is on-again.
Mm-hmm.
Here she is talking about how big she is and what she's doing for maternity clothing.
Okay.
She is huge. I think she's in denial of buying maternity clothes because she just borrows Chloe's clothes.
Oh, that has got a sting.
Chloe's going to kill me for saying that, but it's really because Chloe is so much taller.
Ah.
Courtney will take a Chloe top and wear it as a dress.
Wow.
She will not buy maternity clothes. I don't know what's wrong with her.
Well, Chloe is a giant. I mean, she's actually a human giant, right?
She really is. She's like
she's King Kong size.
7'4", about 360, I think.
She can sleep outside in like a tent.
So, apparently...
That's not what you want to say, though, buddy.
She's slapping both sisters at the same time.
Wow.
Hitting both sisters with the same hickory switch. As we
Armenian pride, huh? Glendale!
Yeah. So no word yet whether Courtney or Chloe are responding about the matter.
Well, I do know you don't want to see Chloe get angry. I do know that.
You don't. She turns green, starts breaking stuff up. MTV Video Music Awards were, of course, Sunday. We were in New York for the big event. Turns out that almost 27 million people watched the show on Sunday.
Is that a lot for that?
Sounds like a lot. That's 17% better than last year's show.
That's because they were hoping for something like what Britney did last year, because that made it interesting.
Yeah, I suppose.
But doesn't that mean Russell Brand is going to come back?
There was no promise of that. They weren't like sort of selling any sort of big comeback or controversial moment. The Michael Jackson trailer, I guess, for that movie.
Yeah, I guess.
Was sort of
the Twilight
buzzworthy.
Trailer.
Twilight, yeah. Maybe people were watching more of the commercials this year than they were for the show. But, big numbers for the awards.
If Russell Brand is coming back, can they not give him a microphone? Because he really doesn't need one.
He doesn't. Yeah, he just yells everything.
Just yells.
Yeah, that's true.
I loved him when he was in here, but...
Mm-hmm.
Take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Peter Falk, the legendary actor who played Columbo for many years on television. He's 82 years old.
Am I bothering you? Mind if I ask you a few questions, sir?
No chance to break up my
Not
Columbo
a lot of call for that one. Great show, by the way.
It was a great show. Very well
written show. And they must have made dozens of those made-for-TV movies after the show went off the air, too.
Yep. Ed Begley Jr. is 60 years old today.
Aren't you coming in?
I prefer a vehicle that doesn't hurt Mother Earth. It's a go-kart powered by my own sense of self-satisfaction.
See, he's got that going for him.
He does.
David Copperfield, the magician, is 53. Whatever happened with that rape case, by the way, about the girl who was spirited away to Rape Island?
Made her disappear. She was unable to testify.
Apparently. It comes a big story, and then we never heard anything else about it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe paid her off. Mickey Rourke is 53 years old today. Amy Poehler from Parks and Recreation and Saturday Night Live is 38. Alexis Bledel from Gilmore Girls, also the sisterhood of the magical shorts.
Traveling Pants.
That's it. She's 28. Sabrina Bryan from Cheetah Girls is 25. And Nick Jonas of the Dreamy Jonas Brothers celebrates his 17th birthday. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Tomorrow morning, all new Kevin and Bean Show. We have Joel McHale on the program talking about the movie The Informant, which he is in. Also his new TV show, Community.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
We are going to find out why they are having a Kevin and Bean Day at a fair in
Kansas.
Oh.
We're very big in Wichita, Kevin. You haven't been reading the memos.
I have not. That's correct.
It's in Jasper, Kansas, because, you know, that's where the Double Deuce is.
Right.
Maybe they need a new cooler. Maybe you guys have new coolers.
I could do that.
Sure, you could.
Think I could?
Just be nice until it's time not to be nice.
And our in-studio guest will be David Cross.
Yeah!
David Cross.
And it's tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Don't go away. Cat Corbin next. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music, including Sublime. Also, Kings of Leon. We got The Bravery, Dead by Sunrise. That's Chester's new band. And Puddle of Mud. It's all next.